To Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at LittleAndRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
And you are right, it is past time for Texas League Baseball. Mother Nature has intervened a little bit here in Frisco, Texas again. Teams were rained out, in fact, on Wednesday. And we got a good amount of rain this afternoon, but it looks like we're going to play some baseball here at Riders Field. Game number four, but it'll be a six-game series when all is said and done. The Rockhounds and the Riders splitting a doubleheader yesterday. Riders winning the opener 4-2, drawing back to within a half game of the Hounds in the Texas League South. But boy, the Rockhounds, and they only had five innings to do it before, again, the rains came. The second of the double dip was shortened to only five innings yesterday. Didn't matter. Rockhounds padded out 11 runs on 13 hits in five innings. And Gunnar Hoglund, outstanding. He allowed one hit and one walk in five innings. Gets credit, by the way, for a complete game shutout. The Rockhounds 11, Frisco nothing in the nightcap of the double dip. So as we bring you this ball game, Rockhounds with a game and a half lead in the Texas League South. And with the rain finally relenting here, looks like we'll get this one going. Right-handers Nick Crouth and Roiber Salinas will go to the mound in this game. And the Riders have taken the diamond here. The track in center field and outfield might be a bit slow. We'll keep an eye on that, of course. And right now we'll take you downstairs. I believe we have the presenting of the colors. Here is our Star Spangled Banner from Riders Field. Played, wasn't it? They did not flash the gentleman's name on the board. I wish they had. Just Trumpets for Kids, which I'm guessing sounds like a very good cause to me. By the way, that was a blue trumpet. Dark blue, metallic blue trumpet. That was as beautiful as the playing of that trumpet. So National Anthem now has been played. Started to mention the track, I would guess, in the outfield might be a little bit on the slow side. This ballpark has always drained really, really well. But there was a good amount of rain. Tarp was put on about 5 o'clock or so. And for the next couple of hours, at one point, we got a pretty good deluge going. So we'll see what the ballpark will play like, as this is the fourth game of a very important series for the Rockhounds, a 12-game road trip, one on which they have played 9 games, 6-3 the mark, took 4 out of 6 at Springfield, 2 out of the first 3 here in Frisco. The best 2 in the Texas League South and the top 2 records in the league will meet up again here this evening. Nick Kraut, baseball in hand, throws the first pitch of our game right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, Bud, the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And first pitch will come with 83 degrees. And it has been really a very muggy day here, at least late in the afternoon it got that way. Yesterday was absolutely gorgeous, and then about halfway through the doubleheader, things really changed, and we had an absolute downpour last night that closed the second game down after 5 innings. Today, a really nice day, but a little bit of rain here in the afternoon. But now, set to go, Nick Kraut to the mound, right-hander for the Rough Riders. He'll face Cooper Bowman to lead it off, right-handed hitting second baseman for the Rockhounds. So Cooper will stand in. Nick Kraut, false thunder right-hander, as his sign, and we are set to go. Weekend baseball in the Metroplex with first place in the Texas League South on the line. Here is Kraut with the first pitch of the ball game, and it is a strike on the inside half. 0-1 to Cooper. 247 average. Again, that has come up big time in the last, 2-3 weeks now. Almost 100 points up. Swinging a bouncer toward third. That is a fair ball handled by Freeman. Off balance, though, not going to get it. That'll be a base hit for Cooper. Boy, just a swinging bunt. And believe me, if Cody Freeman can't make the play, it's probably not going to get made. He has been outstanding on the season. We'll see how they score that. Almost has certainly a base hit, and indeed it is made official. So an infield single for Cooper, who has now hit in 19 of his last 20 games. The exception came in this series. Yesterday, he appeared as a pinch hitter in the top of the seventh, went 0-1, lost a 17-game hit streak. So he's hit now in 19 of 20, including last night and this one. Jack Winkler stands in, takes down low for a ball, 1-0. Jack, Rockhound shortstop, again in the two spot. Very familiar top three. More often than not, Cooper Bowman, Jack Winkler, and Colby Thomas, second, short, and left, respectively. This pitch swung on, drilled left field. That ball's got a chance to do damage. That's going to find the base of the wall. Cooper around second, on his way to third, hold him there. Jack Winkler hit that ball too hard. It hit the wall at about 370 feet away, caromed back across the track and onto the outfield grass. If that ball bounces one time or kicks either way a little bit, Cooper would have scored. But Jack Winkler just laced that baseball, a 1-0 double to left center field. Hounds have second and third, and nobody out. Jack Winkler now on base, by the way, in 20 of his last 22, and he has been productive. Now here's Colby. Swings first pitch, pops it up. Is it playable? Catcher Cooper Johnson thinks so. Near the screen, nope. But oh, my goodness. That ball fell, I am guessing, let's not understate here, 18 inches from his glove, but there was a screen between the ball and the glove. 0-1 to Colby. Well, he has had himself a series. Colby Thomas is 4-for-10, a double, 2 home runs, and 7 driven in the series. He had a 3-run home run yesterday that was absolutely a laser. Big swing and a miss here. Colby, give that one to your radio guy. Jinxed you. 0-2 the count. Shane McGuire on deck. He's the first baseman. Shane at first in the cleanup spot. Daniel Susak will bat fifth. He's the designated hitter. The DH, I hope I said Shane is the catcher. Ground ball towards short. That will drive home the run and the throw just in time. And Colby loses his helmet again. So he puts the ball in play on an 0-2 count, and with it drives in the game's first run. 8 runs batted in now for Colby Thomas, and this is the fourth game of the series. One man down. Bowman scores from third. Jack Winkler holding at second base. So it's one on and one man down, and here is Shane McGuire, left-handed hitting catcher. He does play, of course, a lot of first base, but he's behind the plate in this one. Winkler the lead, pitch up high and away for a ball, 1-0. Brendan Malone at first base batting 6th. Brendan at first base. Jason Rosario in right field batting 7th. Jason Rosario in right. Saheed Valenzuela, the third baseman, batting 8th. Saheed at 3rd. 1-0 stretch. Pitch to McGuire down and in. Boy, did it hit him. Yep, that got him. So it is first and second. One man down, one run in. Shane McGuire hit by the pitch. Took a collar yesterday, lost an on-base streak, and now we have, maybe a question about the pitcher's mound and maybe the area right around the pitcher's plate. Krauth apparently lost his footing a little bit, so home plate umpire and crew chief Chris Presley Murphy going out to take a look. And let's see if they're going to ask for the grounds crew to come out and do a little bit on the pitcher's mound. He's communicating with the Frisco dugout. And it sounds like that. Looks like we're going to delay for a moment. Daniel Susak will be the batter. He walked away for a second. Well, now he comes back toward the plate. So I'm guessing we'll see maybe the grounds crew between innings attending to something on the mound. But it can't be that serious because Nick will go ahead and deliver here to Daniel Susak. First and second, one man down, one run in. Runners go, pitch is taken, here's the throw, but it's way up high, double steal for the Rockhounds. Boy, this club runs. Man, do they run. That is a double steal. The Rockhounds are now 76 out of 85. They are fourth in all of AA baseball in stolen bases, lead all of AA, and by a little bit in runs scored. 0-1 to Daniel Susak, but now second and third, one man down. Pitch to Daniel, that's called strike on the outside edge. Perfect pitch, 0-2. Jack Winkler with his 10th of the season, and Shane McGuire with his 5th, his second of the series in the double steal. 0-2 stretch. Susak waits, swings, high fly ball. That's well struck. That's deep to left field. This ball's got a chance to do some damage. Great over the shoulder catch by Zavala. It'll drive home a run, but what a catch by Aaron Zavala in left field. One stride shy of the green wall in left field. Over the shoulder, hauled it in. Daniel Susak will get an RBI, but he also better check his wallet because he flat out got robbed. Zavala made the catch, and again, remember, that's a wet track out there. Tremendous play, and now give part of that run to Gregorio Petit because the double steal meant there was a runner at second and third instead of first and second. Batter is Brendan Malone, spins away from the pitch high and tight for a ball. Tremendous play by Zavala, basically at the wall in left field. So the Hounds lead it 2-0. Couple of base hits, hit batsman, sack fly. Pitch down and away, throw behind the runner. Boy, that's close. They get him, they did. Oh, my goodness. Picked off second. Shane McGuire will talk to himself. Terrific throw by Cooper Johnson, right on the money. So if the Rockhounds get a couple, they'll leave the bases empty, although not necessarily by design. So Shane McGuire picked off second base to end the inning. The Rockhounds get 2 runs on 2 base hits and have the very early lead. Half inning complete. We're in Frisco at Riders Field. Rockhounds 2 and against right-hander Roy Salinas. The Frisco Rough Riders coming to bat.
The
Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Roiber Salinas to the mound as we go to the bottom half of the first inning. Kellen Strom stands in, right-handed hitting center fielder. And he takes down and away, ball one from the big right-hander. Kellen in center, the leadoff batter, Liam Hicks. Designated hitter in this one, catcher by trade. Batting second, Liam Hicks. Roiber's pitch popped in the air, but fouling back out of play. One ball and one strike. Aaron Zavala is the left fielder. He'll bat third, made the brilliant catch it a couple of moments ago. Zavala is in left field, emphatically so. Cody Freeman, the third baseman, batting cleanup. Freeman at third in the four spot. 1-1 stretch. Pitch by Roiber. Swung on and missed. Boy, good. Fastball. Down goes one ball and two strikes. Strom at 289. A couple of home runs. 13 driven in. Terrific athlete. 1-2 pitch from Roiber. Boy, just missed. Roiber and I have the same take on that. Not sure where that missed. Two balls and two strikes. Just tell by the body language, Roiber thought he had a strikeout. 2-2 is the count. Strom stirs that bat a little as he waits. Swings, fly ball. That's well struck into left field. This can do some damage. That ball high, deep up, and that is going to get out of here. That cleared that yellow railing at 7 feet high at about 375 out. And just that quickly, Ryder's on the board and Kellen Strom's third of the year. Line drive home run, left center field, just got out. Colby Thomas and Caden Trankel closing on it, but neither could get there. Get a look at the replay here and see how far this got out. He reached for that pitch a little bit too. Looked like it was middle out. Boy, it just got there. It actually hit on the top edge of the yellow railing. Difference between a double and a home run, really, literally about a foot. But Strom got it out of here. Accurately called it is by third base umpire Jack Wasson. And here's Liam Hicks. Takes outside for a ball, 1-0. So Strom with a solo home run, and the Riders cut the lead in half just that quickly. 2-1 in the bottom of the first inning. Liam Hicks waits, takes down the middle, called strike, and it's 1-1. Rest of the order, Josh Hatcher, right fielder batting fifth. Hatcher is in right. Abimelech Ortiz, the first baseman, batting sixth. Ortiz at first. Pitch down the middle, but, boy, I guess high. And Roiber with another quizzical look in. Can't blame him. 2-1. Keber Rodriguez, the shortstop, batting seventh. Rodriguez is at short. Pitch to Hicks, low and away. Ball three. 3-1. Frenia Chavez, second baseman, batting eighth. Chavez is at second. And Cooper Johnson, the catcher, batting ninth. Johnson is short. Tell you what, I paused there. Interesting. Pitch down low, ball four. Now, bases on balls have been the one thing with Roiber. Opposition hitting only 228 against him, although he's given up a home run to the leadoff batter here. But that's 24 walks in 31 2/3. And with that, the whip is high, over 1.5. The Hounds with a really interesting defensive alignment. Saheed Valenzuela is the third baseman, but he is playing up the middle. Jack Winkler is basically, he is the shortstop. He's playing shortstop pretty much and cheating in. But the third baseman is to his left. Pitch down low for a ball, and Shane McGuire going to go out for a visit. Strom, Hicks, and Zavala up top. Freeman, Hatcher, and Ortiz in the middle for Frisco. Rodriguez, Chavez, and Johnson round it out. We'll have to ask, gee, I don't think we've seen this before during the course of the year, but it was, I believe, on the 3-1 pitch to Hicks that Saheed moved from third base over to Jack Winkler's left. So Jack, who is the shortstop, is playing closer to third than to short, but not by much, even with the bags. And Saheed, the third baseman, is shading up the middle solidly. Pitch is swung on and bounced foul wide of the bag at first. It's 1-1. Now, an interesting alignment there. And, of course, just because your position is third base doesn't mean you have to play right there. And the Hounds are switching things up a little bit here. I'll find out more about that. That's really interesting. 1-1 count to Zavala. One on, nobody down. 2-1 Hounds, but the Riders coming right back. Pitch is high and away for a ball. It's 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Rockhounds have Colby Thomas in left. Caden Trinkle is in center in this game, and Jason Rosario is in right field. Stretch and a 2-1 delivery. Big swing and a miss. Boy, that was a rip from Zavala. 2-2. Saheed Valenzuela is playing just to the left of the bag at second on the edge of the outfield grass. Not quite there, of course. You have to be legal, but he is the third baseman. Jack Winkler is the shortstop, and that's where he's playing. Obviously, he is playing basically midway between second and third, but basically playing the shortstop position, but it isn't often that the shortstop looks to his left and sees the third baseman. Cooper Bowman is at second. Brennan Malone is at first. Pitch from Roiber. High, ball three. Struggle of an inning here for Roiber Salinas. Shane McGuire doing the catching. Not quite as windy this evening as we have had through the first three games and 2 days of the series. Pitch swung on and foul tipped. Just in and out of Shane's glove. Still 3-2 to Zavala. I'll keep a better eye on Hicks this time. I don't believe he was running. Cody Freeman waiting on deck. He's had a good series. 2-1 Hounds first inning. A lot going on in this one. Stretch and pitch by Roiber. Swung on and missed. Boy, got him down and in. Good breaking ball. 83-mile-an-hour pitch that was down in ended up down around the shoe top. So, and again, Roiber can strike out batters. He's better than a strikeout an inning over the course of the season. But, again, a high walk total, not a lot of hits, although Strom took him out on the 2-2 pitch to start this inning. Here's Cody Freeman hitting 301 on the year, 4-for-7 in the series, and he's walked with twice, so 6 out of 9 getting on base, takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. Field, as you might guess, with the rain delay, is entirely in shadows. And again, the first calm or relatively calm evening we've had. Wind has been howling out most of the course of the first three ball games. There's a hard hit ball to third base, backhanded by Saheed, goes to second base for one. Cooper's turn to first, and a double play around the horn. Boy, for Roiber Salinas, that is... Well, that's just something right out of the old elixir bottle right there. 5-4-3 double play. Saheed to Cooper and on to Brendan for the very much needed double play. So no, make it one run, one hit, a walk, no errors, and on the double play, nobody left on base. So one inning in the books in the Metroplex. It's the Rockhounds 2, the Frisco Rough Riders 1.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See Astound.com for details.
Well, now that Mother Nature allows, we welcome you to baseball Texas League style on this Friday evening. Happy Friday to you. Hounds and the Riders have been battling rain the entirety of this day. Actually, after day one, I guess, well, the kids' day was interrupted, wasn't it, with a two-hour rain delay. So, yeah, it's been a daily thing. Teams were rained out on Wednesday, doubleheader yesterday, second game shortened by rain, and this one delayed in starting by rain. So, Ma Nature has been a player, we are told. I don't know whether we believe it or not. We're told that the rest of the weekend should be okay. Team scheduled to play tomorrow at 7:05, Sunday at 6:05. And the Hounds will head for home. Six-game series with Corpus Christi. That starts Tuesday. Six-game series with San Antonio. First meeting of the year between the Rockhounds and Missions. That's a week from Tuesday. So the Hounds, after a couple of weeks playing out of the suitcase, will be home for 2 weeks of great baseball at Rocky Town, and hope you will be with us. Two thirsty Thursdays, two fireworks nights on Saturdays. With good giveaway items coming up for you, including the bucket hats. Great stuff at Rocky Town. You can pick up your tickets right where you are, MidlandRockHounds.org. Brendan Malone swings at the first pitch, sends a high fly to Josh Hatcher in right field. He is there, camped and waiting, and he's got it. One man down, one pitch, one swing. Brendan out on the fly ball to right, and that'll bring up Jason Rosario. Jason, the right fielder, very solid 273 average. Left-handed hitter, no home runs, but 11 driven in. Got the Hounds out to a good start in the opener of the double dip yesterday. Base hit and scored on Colby Thomas's single. Riders came back, really manufactured four runs to win the ball game. Pitch high and tight to Jason for ball one, 1-0. Some aggressive base running. Hounds kind of fumbled a rundown at one point in which a run scored, not the game winner, though. Pitch outside for a ball, 2-0, the left-handed hitter. Cody Freeman, mentioned, has had a good series, had the game-winning RBI in the opener of the double dip. Hounds got a Jack Winkler home run to the top of the first and never looked back in the nightcap. Called strike to Jason, two balls and a strike. This ballpark about as equitable as there is really in the Texas League. Might be the most, in fact, to pitch outside for a ball. It's 3-1. Obviously, the ball can get out of here. We've seen home runs. But it's 335 down each line, 364 to the power alley and left. And then it jets out a bit from there. Pitch high and outside for a ball, and Rosario reaches base. Jason Rosario, kind of quietly, he's not playing every day, but Rosario has a six-game hit streak going, and he has now reached base in 14 consecutive games. 409 to straightaway center. Again, between 364 and 375 to the power alleys. And wind is not usually an overwhelming factor in this park, so equitable, I think you could say. Called strike to Saeed Valenzuela on the outside edge, 0-1. Hounds 2, Riders 1, top of the second inning. Switch hitter batting from the left side, tossed to first. Quick catch and tag by Abimelech Ortiz, but runner gets back. Jason Rosario, 4 out of 5. In stolen bases. Third baseman Freeman to the edge of the grass. Right foot is on the grass, in fact. He would say he has in mind swinging away, I guess, is what he has in mind. He chops it foul 0-2, and Freeman, of course, will back off now with two strikes in the count. Nick Crouth, right-hander on the mound. Told you his numbers, don't I? He's 3-1, but a high ERA, 7.5. 0-2 count, Saeed waits. Swings ground ball right side, might be two. Second baseman Chavez is short for one on the first. Yep, double play, 4-6-3. Turnabout is fair play. Franier Chavez, Kaber Rodriguez, and onto Abimelech Ortiz. And the double play will wipe away the base on balls. So we will go to the bottom half of inning number two. The Rockhounds lead the Rough Riders 2-1.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Josh Hatcher leads it off in the bottom half of the second inning. Jorge Salinas back to the mound. Got a double play, actually a strikeout followed by a double play to get him out of an otherwise rough first inning. Hatcher, left-handed hitter and a good one. Swings at the first pitch and misses 0-1. And can jinx the other team, apparently. Not consistently so, however. Now again, Rockhounds will switch. I'm watching the left side of the infield. Again, now Valenzuela moves up the middle. Winkler stays basically at shortstop. The roving third baseman pitched down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Outfield has Hatcher played just slightly the opposite way. Rosario straight away in right, but in center, Caden Trankel, and in left, Colby Thomas, playing him a little bit the opposite way. Left-handed hitter. Swings, chops one back up the middle. Valenzuela is there. And that is a 5-3 putout. Even though it was the third base, ball was hit back up the middle, and it's a 5-3 putout. Again, obviously can't shift, but doesn't mean you can't move guys around, and the Hounds did. And there's one man down in the second inning. Abimelech Ortiz, the batter. Solid prospect for the Rangers. Upright left-handed stance. Swings at the first pitch and sends a towering foul ball off to the left. Good bunch on hand here tonight, despite the rain. It's a fireworks night in Frisco. And a very good bunch again. Not to consider the rain, but stands are pretty well populated. Grass berm a little bit, too. Might be a bit damp, but it's not dampening the spirits. You should pardon the horrible pun. Pitch down and in. One ball and one strike. Cabo Rodriguez on deck. Nobody on, one out. Second inning, 2-1 Rockhounds. Whoever's set delivers a boy fastball down in the zone, swung on in, missed. 92 miles an hour, and boy, that thing was down around the knees. Great life to that pitch. And Ortiz comes up empty. Abimelech getting 197. A couple of home runs, 19 driven in. 1-for-9 in the series with an RBI and a strikeout. Salinas set, that pale green glove, sea green, if you will. Back door, got in, called third strike. Ortiz will disagree. That is a borderline pitch. That was really nicely framed by Shane McGuire. That art, of course, is going to go away at some point, but borderline pitch, and it got there. So second strikeout for Roiber. Two down for Cabo Rodriguez. Right-handed hitting shortstop. Playing in just his 16th game, but he's been good. A 315 average, and he's 3-for-7 in the series with a double. Takes a low and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Roiber making his 8th start. 2-1, 3.41 ERA. Made one appearance with AAA Las Vegas. That was by design. Pitched low and away. Back to the screen, 2-0. gave up some damage in that game, but again, that's a taste of AAA, and he will certainly be one of the guys who will get the opportunity to move back up to the Pacific Coast League. Rodriguez waits. Valenzuela, even with a bag at third, pitch went right down the middle. That was interesting. Rodriguez was clearly not going to swing at that pitch. Took it all the way, called strike two and one. So he backs off a bit. In at first is Malone to the edge of the grass. Number foul count goes two and two. And the Hounds, defensively in terms of positioning, very active in this ball game. The new floating third baseman, roving third baseman. Floating third baseman, that would be interesting. Here's the 2-2. Swung on and hit foul. That'll get out of play. Heading over toward the concourse on the first base side. Oh, my goodness, almost got a Riders employee who had no idea that ball was coming his way. Two balls and two strikes, bounced up and got him a little bit. 2-2 pitch, second time. Roiber swing and a miss on a breaking ball away. So Roiber Salinas, after again a bit of a struggle in the first inning, comes back with a 1-2-3 second, including a couple of whips. So baseball delayed, but baseball underway. We have played a couple here in Frisco. Game four of what will be a six-game series when all is said and done on Sunday evening. Top two in the Texas League South going at it. Rockhounds 2, Riders 1.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the third at Riders Field, Rockhounds 2, Frisco 1. Caden Trankel leads it off, center fielder in the 9 spot. Infield playing in at third base and almost no doubles defense down the first base side. First pitch swinging right just foul line of first base. I was about to say that's a little bit unusual. But it turns out the iPad is right on the money as Caden turned that. The ball hit just wide of first base. So I tip my cap to technology, having played very well. Freeman, the third baseman, in on the grass at third. Good swung on, chopped back up, middle shortstop behind the bag, and Rodriguez will make that play for the out. Again, had him shaded that way, and that helped a lot. Sharply hit ball on a top spin on it, but Caden retired. So it's Bowman, Winkler, and Thomas, McGuire, Susak, and Malone, Rosario, Valenzuela, and Trinkle for the Hounds in this Friday edition of Texas League Baseball. Top of the order, here's Cooper. Infield single, and his speed really paid off. It was a chopper to third, swinging bunt of sorts. Cody Freeman has been exceptionally good defensively, but there's a backup pitch called strike to Cooper. Good delivery from Nick Krauth. But Cooper beat it out. Jack Winkler doubled, and Colby Thomas's grounder to shortstop brought Cooper in with the game's first run. Takes just outside, 1-1. Nick Krauth comes set. Right-hander delivers this ball, popped in the air. shortstop or maybe third base. It'll be Freeman, and he gloves it for the out. Little pop-up to third. Two men down. Nick Crouth got a double play in the second inning after giving up a walk. Crouth on the year, 37 hits in 30 innings, 22 walks and 20 strikeouts. So he has had a struggle of it to start the year. Statistically, he is 3-1, but a 7.5 ERA. But that being said, he's come back after a two-run first inning here and has been good in the last couple of innings. Delivers down and away to Jack Winkler. Jack took a 1-0 pitch and banged it off the left field wall, left center field, to set the table with a double in the first inning. Takes right down the middle, called strike, and it's 0-1. They get 1-1. Forgive me, one ball, one strike. Nobody on, two out, third inning. Franchise retrospective coming up. We'll tell you about what I think is the most significant game in franchise history. Swinging a foul away, 1-2, and you have seen more than half of the 50-year history of the Cubs, Angels, and Rockhounds. Didn't see any of the Cubs era. I just want to clarify that. We'll tell you about a game in 2017 that capped history, and it was a remarkable game. Pitch down and away. Count goes 2-2. Jack with a double, a steal, and a run scored. Colby Thomas reached double digits with his 10th steal yesterday, and Jack does that tonight. He's 10 out of 10. Cooper leads the way 19 out of 19. Pitch swung on, popped in the air. Left field side. Rodriguez, the shortstop, with the call. And the caption, an easy inning this time. So Nick Crouth, and again, the numbers have not been pretty on the year, but after a rough first inning, he's come back and he's now gotten six outs, not quite three up, three down each time, but he's pitched a couple of scoreless. Let's take you back to Game 5, 2017.
It's Game 5 of the 2017 Texas League Championship Series. Jorge Mateo is the game's first batter. He reaches on an error and scores. It would be the only run of the game. The RBI, fittingly, came on a single off the bat of Theo Sergi Rosa. The Rockhounds had 36 ribbies in the 2017 postseason. Theo had 16 of them. Simply put, the four-peat would not have happened without it. The Drillers averaged 5.5 runs per game at home, and they led the league with 168 home runs, 102 of them at One Oak Field. 34 batters came to the plate for Tulsa in that game. Every one of them had the chance to tie or give the Drillers the lead. James Nail, who was brilliant in big games in his Rockhounds career, pitched 6 shutout innings, and the bullpen was nearly perfect over the last 3. Kyle Finnegan saved all 3 games in Tulsa, with a final out of Game 5 coming with a tying run on base in the 9th. Tulsa had been 20-2 at home before dropping 3 straight to the Hounds in the title series. The Drillers averaged 5.5 runs per game at home. They scored a total of 3 runs in Games 3, 4, and 5 combined. The Rockhounds team ERA in the title series was 0.67. And in games that would have ended their season, the Rockhounds went 6-0. The last of those 6 wins made Texas League history.
Last of the third here in Frisco. What? Game 5, 2017 Texas League title series. Punch in the forefeet. When I think about that game, if you just transport you right back, at least just personally, back to that gorgeous booth in Tulsa, Oklahoma, just as that game unfolded, just astounding. Pitch down low to Franmir Chavez, former Midland College star. Chavez, then Cooper Johnson, back up top to Kellen Strom. Bottom of the third, Hounds 2, Riders 1. Salinas' pitch drops down low, 2-0 from Roiber. Manchin has I'm not even sure that's the same glove he usually wears. I think it is. A bunt attempt, but it's pushed foul by Chavez. Good idea, but he pushed it foul. Hounds are wearing their orange jerseys over the gray pants. Nope, the roving third baseman going back to action. So the left side of the infield now has Winkler on the left, actually at shortstop, and Saeed up the middle. Pitch from Roiber. And another bunt attempt. He got this one down, but Salinas is there. Throw to first base is low, but it's handled on a hop by Brennan Malone. 1-3 on the putout on the bunt. You know, I have used this line so many times, but every time I just want to tuck it away, it jumps back up. There was a guy named Willie McCovey, played first base for the Giants a long time ago. He's a really tremendous power hitter, one of the great power hitters of his generation. But he also played a pretty good first base to the big fella, and he always said, if it's the pitcher who's going to make the throw, expect a bad throw. And he meant no disrespect. Cooper Johnson takes a strike on the outside corner. Simply put, that's something pitchers don't do a lot. They work on it, of course, a little bit, but they don't do it a lot. And that's just a great case. Roiber short-hopped that throw to first base. Handled by Brendan Malone nicely. Pitched down and away for a ball, 1-1. So words of wisdom somehow continue to echo true. Johnson, a 1-1 count. Right-handed hitting catcher. It's down and away for a ball, 2-1. He's played in one game of the series, went 1-for-1 and drew a walk. Last of the third, Rockhounds lead the Rough Riders by the score of 2-1. All the scoring in this game so far anyway in the first inning. And boy, pitch up and in. That is an intention getter. Another count, 3-1 to Johnson. Kellen Strom, who homered. Start the bottom of the first inning, is on deck. Delivery, no, that's high, 4. Well, it gets back to what we're talking about. Bases on balls have been, boy, really the speed bump for Roiber. Here's the guy who homered on the 2-2 pitch in the first inning. Kellen Strom, third home run, 14th RBI of the season. And now the tying run on base in the form of Cooper Johnson. A couple of walks in this game for Roiber. One on and one man down. Strom waits, right-handed hitter. Salinas pitch swung on, set high near to center field, but this is straightaway, and Trinkle is there. He waits and he's got it, didn't have to move much at all. Well, Strom got a pitch he liked, but skies out to center field. Two men down now for Liam Hicks. Walked and was doubled up in the first inning. Liam Hicks is the batter. Left-handed hitter, he's a catcher by trade. Shows up on the prospect list for the Rangers. Roiber Salinas, native of Venezuela, Miranda, Venezuela. Right-handed delivers. That ball is ripped to right field. Will it hang up? Yeah, it will. Boy, that ball caught by Rosario. That thing was scorched. That was right at Jason. But that was your basic line drive, and Hicks really ripped it. But no runs or hits. The walk does no damage. We'll give you totals in a moment after 3 Friday Night Baseball from Frisco, Texas. Hounds 2, Rough Riders 1.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
Hounds 2, Riders 1, all the scoring in the first inning. Mavs got a leadoff infield single, little swinging bunt from Cooper Bowman, double from Jack Winkler. RBI is on a bounce out by Colby Thomas, and a sacrifice fly by Daniel Susak on a brilliant play by Aaron Zavala in left. We go to the top of the fourth, and Colby takes down low for ball one, 1-0. Ryder's got a solo home run leading off the bottom of the first from Kellen Strong. So 2-1 the score, game four of a six-game, and it is pivotal. Pitch up and in for a ball, count as two balls and no strikes. Game number 10 of, again, a really pivotal road trip of 2 weeks' duration. Colby takes, called strike 2-1. Hounds facing Springfield, actually a change in the changing of the guard at least by a half game, and the North Arkansas now leads Springfield by a half game. 2-1 pitch, hard hit ball, and it's gloved by Freeman. Line drive down the line, and Cody Freeman snared it. Talked about him, saw a note today from folks, here in Frisco. Cody Freeman, one of only 14 players in minor league baseball with at least 80 total chances without an error. And he made a tremendous play on that ball, was scorched by Thomas. And two really good plays in this game defensively. Here's Shane McGuire. He takes a high strike, 0-1. Shane hit by a pitch his first time up, was picked off second base to end the first inning. Hounds have two runs, two hits, no errors, nobody left. Riders, one run, one hit, no errors, one man left. Hounds lead the series 2-1. They are 6-3 on this road trip, and well, that's pretty impressive stuff. Line drive, and that's gloved at first base by Ortiz. Oh, my goodness. A line drive to the left, a line drive to the right, and they are both caught. Abimelech Ortiz makes a terrific play. Boy, two down on two. Excellent swings of the bat, and equally, if not more so, excellent defensive efforts. Freeman at third and Abimelech at first. Boy, Hounds collectively better check their wallet. Here's Daniel Susak, and he takes a called strike. He was the victim of, well, still the better play of the three, but they've all been terrific. Aaron Zavala over the shoulder about a stride and a half from the wall in left field, turned into a sack fly in the first. Swings and drives one. Left field, Zavala on the run, won't get there. Base hit for Susak. He'll hold it first. Daniel Susak, and it's been almost all singles. He does, of course, have a Grand Slam home run on this season, but Daniel Susak has a 9-game hit streak. And he has hits now in 16 of his last 19 games, and he's just under 300 in that stretch. In the 9-gamer, he now has 13 hits, one double, one home run, and 11 singles, but most of those have been line drives. Brendan Malone takes outside for a ball, 1-0. So now you take two steps back, and the two defensive plays, in retrospect, save at least one run. Both of those were heading down the line. Outside, just off the corner, is the 1-0 pitch. Two balls, no strikes to Malone. Brennan flew out to right field to lead off the second inning. Both Freeman and Ortiz catching the line drives off the bat of Thomas and McGuire, respectively. Those were headed down the line. Not just line drives, but extra bases. Swinging a looper out towards short, glove by Rodriguez. Inning is over. Ball, I'm guessing, got in on Brennan a little bit. I think it jammed him. So no runs on a base hit. Two absolutely terrific defensive plays. And one man is left on base. To the bottom half of the fourth inning we go. We're at Riders Field in Frisco. Rockhounds 2, Rough Riders 1.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, class. So we all know that E equals MC squared. But what about F and G? What are they squared? Huh?
This is Advanced English Lit. What happened to Miss Eileen?
Okay, so I'm not a teacher. I'm an optimum tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum. Where local is big time. Visit optimum.com today.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Last half of the fourth inning, Rockhounds leading the ball game 2-1 to score. Hounds on top of the Rough Riders, all the scoring at this point anyway in the first inning, and Aaron Zavala leads it off. Pitch down and away from Roy Salinas for ball one. 3-4 and 5 in the order. Zavala, Freeman, and Hatcher. They see the Rockhounds right-hander. Roiber delivers. That's down and away for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Zavala, a strikeout victim his first time up. Cheating in at third is Valenzuela. Rest of the infield back. Pitch swung on it. Belted to right field. If it's fair, it's gone, and I think it is both. High, deep, up, and it is gone. Aaron Zavala turns into that thing and just belted it out of here. High over the wall in right field inside the foul pole. Zavala's third of the year, 23rd run batted in. Riders have two base hits in this game. They have both left the ballpark. And we are tied at two apiece. That'll bring up Cody Freeman. Hounds into a double play his first time in this ballgame. Well, that's about the only time the Hounds have really disposed of him in this series. A swing and a foul ball sharply hit the well foul right at third, 0-1. Freeman now 4-for-8 in the series, on base 6 out of 10, but bounced into the double play his first time. Right-handed hitter is Freeman, 3-0-1 coming into the game, 5 home runs and 20 driven in. Salinas set, right-hander's pitch. Freeman checks his swing, Hounds appeal, but did not go. Chris Presley Murphy behind home plate, crew chief from Lodi, California. Kyle Stutz from Leander, Texas is our first base umpire. And Jack Lawson at third base from Modesto, California. Swinging a foul back, count 1-2. So, ball game is brand new at 2 apiece. Rockhounds manufacturing their 2 runs with a variety of everything from an infield single. Of course, the sacrifice fly came on a brilliant defensive play. Might have been extra bases. Swinging a hard hit ball back up the middle. Clean base hit. Winkler to his left. No chance to get there. One on and nobody down. Cody Freeman. Another base hit, 5-for-9 in this series. Sharply hit back up the middle. Third hit now for the Riders, their first non-home run. Hilliard Office Solutions. It was a good amount of time ago. We'll tell you about a large and notable structure. It was the site of a $20,000 paint job that, at least, if not changing, hastened history. Swinging a foul ball out of play. Count is 0-1 to Josh Hatcher. He bounced out to third baseman Saeed Valenzuela in the second inning. 2-2 tie, but the Riders with one on. Nobody down. Hatcher, left-handed hitter, came into the game at 3:28. Salinas, a long set. Boy, he's flirting with the pitch clock. Boy, just stepped away in time. Mentioned the Hounds wearing the orange jerseys trimmed in the blue and white. The Riders, this is a throwback weekend to 2004 when they won the Texas League title in their second year of existence 20 years ago. Pitch swung on and missed down and in, just carved him up 0-2. They wear more maroon colors now, do the Riders, noticeably so. But it was red, black, and white when they were christened back in 03 and 04. Pitch swung on, ground ball out towards second. Going to have to come to first. Cooper Bowman will. But that serves the purpose of a sacrifice. Josh Hatcher on the 0-2 pitch put it in play and bounced out to second. Freeman advances down to second base. Go-ahead run in scoring position for Abimelech Ortiz. Well, a long while ago, it was a $20,000 paint job at a huge venue, by the way, so $20,000 was probably, well, a drop in the bucket. But what transpired is pretty historic. Swinging that ball is hit high and deep, and a way foul. Boy, I lost that off the bat. That ball was impressive. Had no chance of being fair. It was fouled by a whole big bunch, but boy, it traveled a long way. 0-1 to Ortiz, a strikeout victim his first time. Got caught on a backdoor pitch. Runner dancing, going. Pitch is swung on and fouled away. Boy, Freeman had that base absolutely stolen. Count is 0-2. Boy, he took that little almost, you know, like you're testing the water, that lead off second base. You have a little more leeway that way, of course. And, boy, he got a great jump, but pitch was fouled away. Runner at second, one man down in a newly forged 2-2 tie. Breaking pitch is just up and in. Count 1-2. Well, that $20,000 paint job opened the door for something that would have happened anyway, but it hastened the arrival of what is now has to be a, I don't know, multi-trillion dollar business. I would think. Multi-billion for sure. Swinging a fly ball left field. This ball's got a chance. Colby Thomas on the run. Makes the catch. And Freeman retreats back to second base. Colby with a good play on the run. Abimelech Ortiz, an inside-out swing. Hit it well. Colby toward the corner. And just before he would have gone out of our line of sight, made a really good catch. Nicely handled by Thomas. Two men down. And here's Kader Rodriguez. Riders have tied the game here in the fourth and have the go-ahead run in scoring position. Rodriguez, right-handed hitter. Pickoff move at second, bad throw, but handled by Cooper Bowman. Well, that throw almost got the bag. Trying to check Freeman back to the bag. Now, it got a little dicey, but Cooper handled the low throw. Kader Rodriguez struck out his first time, right-handed hitting shortstop. Runner at second with two men down. Look at that way from Roiber. Pitch swung on and missed. Boy, that got to the plate and vaporized, 0-1. I don't know if that business we talked about by now would be multi. It has to be multi-billion, I would think probably. It's been a good amount of time, probably trillion-dollar business, and that the arrival was hastened by a paint job that took place on this day. Pitch check swing did not mean to, and Rodriguez frustrated. Pitch was in, and you see it, of course, often just turned into the, just moved the body a little bit, turned the body and the bat, made some contact, fouled it away. Freeman takes the walking lead off second game. Tied at two. Inning started with a Zavala monster home run. Pitch by Roiber. That's lined into left field. Base hit. And that will break the tie. Turning at first and holding there is Rodriguez. But the Riders lead it 3-2. Really good at bat by Kader Rodriguez. Got down 0-2. And then turned on a pitch and drives it into left field. In to score easily is Freeman. 3-2 Rodriguez driving home Freeman. On an 0-2 single to left field. So three runs on just four base hits for the Riders. Pounds were that effective last night. Scored 11 runs, left one man on and hit into one double play. There's a swing and a foul back. 0-1 to Frenier Chavez. Tried to bunt his way on. Remember Salinas made the play with Brendan Malone handling the low throw at first. Well, Riders have their first lead of this game. Now it's got the first two. Riders now the last three. Stretch by Salinas. Chavez looks to bunt and takes a strike instead. It's 0-2. Crowd groans. That pitch was certainly a low-edge strike. Just got there. The paint job we're talking about, by the way, came about because this facility, which was in part a baseball facility, was difficult for infielders and outfielders to handle fly balls and pop-ups during day games. 0-2 pitch way high and away for a ball 1-2. And it was an unusual facility for that time. It required an unusual paint job, and what happened after that was a mess that turned into that, I don't know, trillion-dollar business. 1-2 set. Pitch on the way, runner goes. Pitch is fouled back. Count stays 1-2. Rodriguez was off for the pitch. So a ball and two strikes to Brandon Chavez. Aaron Zavala homered. Cody Freeman singled. Went to second on a bounce out. Abimelech Ortiz lined out to left. Good play by Colby Thomas. RBI single. Kader Rodriguez. And he's on at first with two down and a 1-2 count. Brandon Chavez, switch hitter from the left side. Runner not going. Pitch swung on and missed. Down and in. Carved him up and struck him out. But Riders scored twice, and they have taken the lead. I will tell you what that facility was, and you can fill in, I'm sure, a bunch of what will follow. So we have played four here in the Metroplex in our first lead change of the evening. After four, Frisco 3, and the Rockhounds 2.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. And on Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Hounds home next Tuesday. Going to host the Corpus Christi Hooks. Second visit of the year already for Corpus Christi. One of the strange twists of the schedule, as is this visit, our only visit to Frisco this year. Division rival, and you come here only once. How much sense does that make? The answer is zero, but that's okay. Wherever the schedule goes, that's where we will go to. We go to the top of the fifth. The Riders have their first lead of this game, a 3-2 ball game. Hounds will send the bottom third of the order to the plate. Jason Rosario walked his first time. Extended an on-base streak to 13 games. Swing sends a high fly ball left field. Back is Zavala with room, and he's got it for the out. First pitch swing, fly ball to left, one man down. Batter is Saeed Valenzuela, bounced into a double play his first time. So that building we're telling you about that had the paint job, that building was the Houston Astrodome. And it was 1965. The building had just opened. It was early on in the National League season for the Astros, the newly christened Astros, called strike to Saeed. It's 0-1. They had, of course, been the Houston Colt 45s. Couldn't get away with it now, but it's a cool name. So it was the Astros. They're playing in the Astrodome, and Kirby swung on, bounced toward first couple of hops. That'll be backhanded by Ortiz, pitcher to cover, and Crouth is there for the out. 3-1 put out, quickly two down in the fifth. It's really kind of amazing. That was 1965, so that's a long time ago. That's 60 years ago. And the premise for the Astrodome was that the Astros would play on natural grass indoors. And it worked. They played on natural grass indoors, but to let in enough light to let the grass grow, here's Caden, and he bounces one foul. It's 0-1. 2-1, excuse me, I'm sorry, 3-2 Riders in the fifth. Obviously, grass needs sunshine to grow, and the sunshine coming in through the roof, by design, let the grass grow. Indoors, playing on grass. Check swing, they appeal, did not go, 1-1. Caden bounced to short his first time. But the sunlight coming through the roof made it tough for infielders and outfielders to track down infield pop flies and outfield fly balls, pitch up high for a ball during day games. And probably, I would guess, probably played more day games at that time, but it was an issue, and so the decision was made to paint the panes of the roof, pitch up high for a ball, 3-1. And it reduced the ambient lighting, that's a fancy term, by about 40%. So the players then could track fly balls. But it kept the grass from getting the sunshine it needed, and the grass died in the Astrodome. Here's the 3-1. Swung on, fly ball foul out of play. 3-2 to Caden. Base is empty. Two down, top of the fifth inning. Riders by a run. So the grass died. And that created an issue because they knew that couldn't go back to the way it was. The grass in the Astrodome was dying. Stretch and pitch. Fly ball, left field, not deep. On the move, Zavala crossing toward foul territory, hauls it in. Nice catch again by Zavala. Maybe not a web jam, but a really good play. Made the brilliant catch earlier, and the Rockhounds are retired 1-2-3 here. So Nick Kraut, guy who has really struggled statistically on the year, had a rough first inning, and he's been really good ever since. So we have played 4.5 innings, and that puts us, I do believe, midway through Friday evening baseball. Middle of the fifth in Frisco, it's the Riders 3, the Rockhounds 2.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB, here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Ovintiv is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds. As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly, a challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovintiv proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
Cooper Johnson leads off the last half of the fifth. Roiber Salinas going back to work. Right-hander's pitch swung on and popped up, but it'll get out of play. Shane McGuire gives a look, but that's back into the seats. Top of the order will follow Kellen Strom and Liam Hicks. Here in the Riders' fifth inning, Rockhounds trailing Frisco 3-2. Rockhounds with a game-and-a-half lead in the Texas League South with three games remaining in this series. 0-1 pitch to Johnson, almost hit him, backed him away 1-1. And really didn't look at this, wasn't quite thinking in those terms. When the road trip began, it swung on and missed, good breaking ball away, it's 1-2. Teams will close the first half with a six-game series at Momentum Bank Ballpark. When play begins on Tuesday, there will be four six-game series remaining in the first half. Stunning how quickly that comes around. Swing and a miss and a pitch up and away, and Cooper Johnson out on strike. So Roiber, back-to-back strikeouts to end the fourth, start the fifth. He has five strikeouts, a couple of walks, three runs on four hits. And here is Kellen Strom, who has one of the hits, a solo home run. Two home runs for the Riders in this game. Bottom of the fifth inning, Strom swings and misses, comes up empty, 0-1. What about the Astrodome and, boy, history made again. They decided to paint the roof on this date. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. So the light was cut down to help the infielders and outfielders, but the grass died. By the end of 1965, that first season in the Astrodome, Astros had already contacted a company called Monsanto. They had a product called Chemgrass, pitched down low for a ball. I wonder if the guy or the person who invented the name Chemgrass feels shorted, because, of course, they installed it in the Astrodome and it became AstroTurf, and that's what we've known it as. Pitch bounces up there, and it's 2-2. And that was 1965, and that's the first place it was ever used. By the end of 1965, they installed the AstroTurf for the following season, 1966. Pitch low, away, back to the screen, 3-2, so 0-2 is now 3-2. But that didn't help in 1965. They tried all sorts of stuff. By the end of the season, the Astros and their opponents, in the outfield and the infield, the grass, it was spray-painted dirt. Can you imagine that now? It's a swing and a miss and a check swing. Strom is out. Ball retrieved by Shane McGuire. 2-3 goes the putout. So Roiber got ahead 0-2, ran it full, and then strikes out his third consecutive batter, sixth on the game. Two down for Liam Hicks. I mean, it's really stunning to think about. They spray-painted the dirt green, and that's what they played on in the Astrodome for a good portion of 1965, and then, of course, from then on, artificial turf. Here's Liam Hicks. Roving third baseman in play. Pitch high for a ball as Valenzuela moves to the left of the shortstop, Jack Winkler. So Jack's just playing shortstop, and Saheed's moving to his left or his right. Pitch drops down a bit low, and the count goes 2-0 now to Hicks. Dangerous hitter. He's walked and lined out, and I mean ripped the ball to right field. 3-2 Riders in the fifth inning. Infield really playing him to pull outfield straight away. Hicks takes a strike on the outside half, 2-1. Think now, of course, of all of the, and of course there are different companies and different varieties of artificial turf, and now the NFL, of course, wants it all gone. 1-1 pitch, just outside for a ball. Count goes 3-1. Found that kind of ironic. Again, the NFL thinks that the artificial turf is the cause of a good number of injuries and provides a risk. Pitch, boy, just down and away, ball four. That didn't miss by much, but it missed, and that's three walks against six strikeouts, and brings up Aaron Zavala, who has struck out and homered. I was watching a roundtable discussion, I don't know, probably sometime during the last fall in the offseason, discussion of replacing every National Football League artificial turf field with natural grass. You really almost do just want to laugh. I mean, after all this, we've discovered that Mother Nature is still the best way to play. Of course, multi-use facilities, et cetera, it's tough to do it if you have a lot of activity going on. And, of course, there are groundskeeping costs and all of that kind of stuff. I mean, there's a lot involved in it. But Monsanto's Chemgrass got the call after they painted the roof in the Astrodome and the grass died. This date, 1965, a while ago. Just imagine, in 1964, it was the Houston Colt 45s playing outdoors. 1965. It was the Astros playing indoors. Then they paint the roof, the sun dies, and AstroTurf was born. Other than that, nothing going on. Here's Aaron Zavala now. One on and two men down. 3-2 riders. Paul Abbott making a quick visit to the mound. Pitch down and in. Good stop by Shane McGuire. One ball, no strikes. Rockhounds and riders playing tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday evening. Cowards. Here is the stretch by Roiber. Pitch comes to the dish, fouled straight back, 1-1. By the way, got some rain all the way through, I guess, this part of the world. They're delayed in Springfield, Missouri. That's Tulsa and the Cardinals. They're delayed with Amarillo leading Northwest Arkansas 6-2, top of the fifth in Springdale, Arkansas, and they are delayed. Stretch and pitch, and that is just high for a ball, 2-1. Arkansas now is a half game up on Springfield. The Travelers lead Corpus 7-1 at Whataburger Field. Boy, Corpus 14-28 coming in. Hounds have been rough on them. 2-1 stretch, pitched by Salinas. Swung on, hard hit, right center field. On the one, Caden Trinkle tracks it down. Nicely handled. Caden in the gap in right center field got there. Boy, Zavala ripped a home run his last time. Sends a line shot into the power alley, but Caden Trinkle able to get there. So the base on balls does no damage, and we have played five innings. Give you a look at where this game stands. Give you the numbers coming up. After five in the Metroplex, Riders 3, Rockhounds 2.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
Frisco 3, Rockhounds 2. We go to the top half of the sixth inning. Rockhounds have two runs on three hits. However, to give Nick Kraft his due of the three hits, the first two batters up got base hits. One of them an infield single by Cooper Bowman, kind of a scratch single. Hounds got a single with two outs in the fourth inning, but two runs on three base hits. No errors, a man left for the Hounds, and they've also bounced into a double play and had a base runner picked off second. So the Hounds have squandered three base runners when you look at it that way. Riders have three runs on just four base hits, no errors, and have left three men on base and bounced into a double play. This is game four of the six-game series. Rockhounds lead 2-1. Got the opener on Tuesday morning and afternoon. Team split a doubleheader yesterday after a Wednesday rainout. Play tomorrow at 7:05. Sunday at 6:05 to wrap up a very important series. This juncture in the half, Cooper Bowman stands in, takes a strike from Nick Kraut, and it's 0-1. Cooper, then Jack Winkler and Colby Thomas. One-run ball game. Pitch to Cooper, rips it down the left field line of base hit past a diving Cody Freeman. Rounding first on his way to second is Cooper. He'll go in standing up. Baseball is so cruel. Cooper Bowman could easily right now have a 20-game hit streak. And he appeared in the doubleheader yesterday as a pinch hitter, top of the seventh with two on, and popped out to third base, actually to shortstop, I believe. But he popped out, lost a 17-gamer. Got a base hit. He's very good in the nightcap and has two base hits here. He's hitting 19 out of 20. And the exception, 0-1. Here's Jack Winkler. Throw behind the runner relatively close. Cooper diving back in. So the Hounds have their fourth base hit. Tying run, scoring position. Jack Winkler doubled, stole a base, and scored in the first. He's 1-2. And something, I think, off the grass berm. Got a lot of folks. A grass berm here. Two of them. Both in the outfield, basically in the power alleys, left center and right center. They have their big aqua attraction. The, I don't know if they still call it the Lazy River, but it's a kind of a very elongated, figure-eight-shaped swimming pool kind of thing. Sits behind the right field wall, if that's your cup of tea. Jack Winkler takes down low, ball one, one ball, no strikes. Colby Thomas on deck, top of the sixth inning. Again, road trip of 12 games. Rockhounds face the Springfield Cardinals, who are basically co-leaders in the North. I think that's a fair way to put it. Took four out of six there. Pitch just outside, ball two, 2-0 from Crouth. Bullpen is active for the Rockhounds and stirring for Frisco, but nobody yet throwing. Jack Cushing is the expected second of the piggyback starters here for the Hounds. Ground ball is short. Cooper will move up. Winkler thrown out by Kaber Rodriguez. So runner at third, one man down. Tying run 90 feet away. Here's Colby. He's 0 for 2 with an RBI. Bounced to short in the first inning, driving home Cooper Bowman, who was at third. And he lined to third base his last time. Again, the Hounds, in retrospect, robbed of at least a run, likely two, in the fourth inning. Thomas lined out to third. Shane McGuire lined out to first on back-to-back ABs, and they were both tremendous defensive plays. Cooper, Colby swings and pops it up, and this is playable at second base. Boy, that is a costly out. Runner at third, one man down. The Colby skies out to second base. Chavez basically standing on the bag or close to it, two men down. So the Riders really, again, Daniel Susak then singled after would-be doubles were taken away from Thomas and McGuire by Cody Freeman and Abimelech Ortiz at third and first, respectively. Just tremendous plays on lasers. And now a leadoff double. They go by the boards here. Freeman cheating in at third. Batter is Shane McGuire. Pitch down and away for a ball, 1-0. Hounds with a tying run at third with one out, but he's still there with two men down. On the top of the sixth inning. Pitch to Shane, drops down low, and that's ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Hit by a pitch, stole a base, and then was picked off second. In inning number one with Shane, and he, as mentioned, lined out on that terrific play by Abimelech Ortiz. His last time up, takes, and that's up high. That's ball three, 3-0. Nick Crouth easily with, the best outing of the season. Again, gave up two runs right off the bat, pun intended, but nothing since, and we're in the sixth inning. Runner at third, pitch to Shane, takes up high, ball four. So Shane McGuire draws another base on balls. And that is going to bring a visit from the mound. Let's see. Don't know if anybody has been throwing long enough. We've got a pitching change here. I think this is it's going to be a visit to the mound from John Goble, the pitching coach. And yep, it is John who will go to the mound. So they'll talk things over. First and third, two men down. Batter will be Daniel Susak, who is one for one with a sacrifice fly and a line drive single. Franchise retrospective coming up. Talked about the four-peat. Would not have been a four-peat, would not have been a three-peat without the guy we will tell you his tale, Vio Sergi Rosa, the subject of our franchise retrospective. Tonight is what? Tonight is Friday, 1 week from tonight, back home at Rocky Town. Bucket hats, love it, first 1,000 fans. I hope my mental checklist is correct. I think 2 weeks from tonight, I do believe, is Kids Jersey Night. They're great friends at Chevron, one of the really cool nights of the year. I say it every year because it's true. And, of course, the next two Saturdays, fireworks will follow the ball games. Thirsty Thursdays, a couple of them coming up in the homestand. Hounds will host Corpus and San Antonio, and, boy, it is now official. I think you can say it is pennant race time in the first half race. Daniel Susak takes a strike as play resumes. 0-1. First and third, two men down, 3-2 riders. Daniel sack fly, 12th RBI of the season, coming in the first inning, robbed of extra bases on the play. Swing and a miss, comes up empty. Boy, Crouth comes right back, gets ahead of Daniel, 0-2. Two right-handed hitters set to go. Singled his last time up. First and third, here's the stretch. Pitch by Crouth, swung on, fly ball, but that's going to be easily handled in right field, not all that deep. On the run, boy, no, the ball is dropped. Run scores. Two runs are going to come to the plate and safe. Two runs score, and oh my goodness. Now, Kellen Strom cut in front of Josh Hatcher, center and right field respectively, and the ball got off the glove. I am assuming an error. Obviously, we'll double-check the scoring here, but two-run score on a ball hit to right center field. Hounds lead 4-3. Let's see if the computer will cooperate here. They are obviously going to look at that. I don't think there's any way it'll be a hit, but two-run score here is Brennan Malone. Susak ends up at second. Pitch, boy, tough strike to Brennan on the inside corner of the knees. He glanced back. Now, again, the guess is that they are giving that a look to make sure they have the right call, but two-run score, boy, that was brave by Gregorio. There's a bouncer foul, quick 0-2 count here on Malone. And again, we've seen this a couple of times in this game, put a ball in play on an 0-2 count. Susak did, and while it'll be 0-1, now he doesn't get anything personally from that because I'm sure it will be judged an error. They haven't put it on the electronic box yet. I would feel better if they did, but it has to be an error. I'm thinking it's going to be against Strom. And it is. Here's the swing and a miss, and out on strikes is Brendan Malone. So Crouth comes back with a three-pitch strikeout, gets out of the inning. But boy, the Rockhounds beneficiaries. By the way, that is Crouth's first strikeout of this game. The Hounds score twice on the error and have taken the lead. Maybe not pretty, but the Hounds have a 4-3 advantage. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth.
Without Vio Sergi Rosa, there would almost certainly not have been a four-peat or a three-peat of championships for the Rockhounds. In the 2016 division playoffs against an outstanding Corpus Christi team, the series was tied at a game apiece. In pivotal Game 3, it's the Hooks 5, the Rockhounds 3, with the bases loaded and two out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Vio lifts a high drive to right field. A few breathtaking seconds later, the ball lands on the right field berm, a walk-off grand slam. And it's the Rockhounds, not the Hooks, who take a 2-1 lead in the series. The Hounds, as you know, went on to claim their third consecutive title. In the 2017 Division Series, Vio sets a Texas League postseason record with 8 runs batted in a Game 1 win over heavily favored San Antonio. The Rockhounds would go on to defeat the Missions, advancing to their fourth straight title series. Game 5 of the championship versus Tulsa. Vio's first inning single drives in the game's only run as the Hounds complete a stunning turnaround to defeat the Drillers and complete the four-peat. In the 2017 postseason, the Rockhounds had 36 RBIs. Vio had 16 of them. He didn't play in the big leagues, but Vio was a fan favorite and holds a unique place in the franchise's history. And, all things considered, his walk-off grand slam stands as one of the most significant swings in the Texas League's 136 years.
Remarkable. What a moment that was. Last of the sixth, Jack Cushing is on the pitch. This is a piggyback start for the Hounds. First pitch delivery foul back off the bat of Cody Freeman. It'll be 4, 5, and 6 in the order for the Riders here in the sixth inning. And the error officially credited to Kellen Strom. The two outfielders kind of crossed paths, but it was Strom who reached up. Ball glanced off his glove, two-run score.
pushing misses just outside to Freeman, 1-1. Cody, 1-for-2, singled and scored in the fourth. Bounced into a double play in the first. Gregorio Petit got a pat on the back for that second run scoring because he sent Shane McGuire all the way from first. Here's a swing and a foul back. And again, that's just really heads up. You have to make that decision instantly, of course. The ball wasn't hit overly deep. It was certainly into the outfield. And Cooper Bowman, of course, scored with ease. But Shane McGuire was on at first base. He comes all the way around to score on the error. And that's the run that puts the Hounds ahead. Freeman waits 1-2 count. There was something on the outfield grass that's taken care of now. Pitch swung on and fouled away into a pitch black night sky. Again, we got not an hour or so delay, not quite an hour before this game started. 7:05 was scheduled first pitch. We went just after 7:50. A little on the hazy side, but a little bit of breeze picking up, but not a whole bunch. Enough to stir the trees now that line this ballpark. Remember when those trees were not there? That's scary. Here's the one ball, two strikes stretched by Cushing. Jack with a pitch. Rifled back up the middle. Line drive coming on. Trinkle slides and makes the catch. Caden Trinkle slaps a little leather. Boy, there has been good defense in this. And ironically, great defense, in fact, in this game. And an error provides a two-run swing for the Rockhounds. It's a pretty play by Caden Trinkle. Slides on the outfield grass and makes that grab. One man down. Here's Josh Hatcher. Roy Salinas goes the first five in this ball game. Pitched down and in. Ball one to Hatcher, who's bounced to third and bounced to second in two trips. Roiber, five innings, four hits, three runs all earned. Two of the base hits were home runs. Walked three, struck out six. Cushing's pitch swung on and missed. Count goes 1-1 to Hatcher, left-handed hitting right fielder. Jack wearing 13 on that bright orange Rockhounds jersey. Longer stretch this time. Pitch swung on, grounded out towards second. Cooper is there, makes the play, flips to first for the out. And is two down in the sixth inning. Jack Cushing makes his 10th appearance, his 8th out of the bullpen. 2-2 with a 3.86 ERA. Very, very solid numbers right across the board. 23, well, in fact, he's pitched two-thirds here, so 24 innings. 20 base hits, and the command has been excellent. 4 walks, 24 strikeouts. That is a precisely 6-1 ratio. Here's Abimelech Ortiz, and he fouls the first pitch back 0-1. So Jack out of the Hounds bullpen in this one. Opposition hitting 220 against him. And piggyback start this evening for the Rockhounds. Blake Beers will go tomorrow. Pitch swung on and missed. Fastball had good life on it, 0-2. 93 miles an hour from the right-hander. James Gonzalez probably on Sunday. That's just not official. Paul Abbott telling me this. Want to clarify something. Because of the rainout a couple of days ago, staggered this series a little bit. Here's the 0-2. And that's popped in the air, left side, playable perhaps. No, ball's going to drift into the seats. Ooh, wow, that got into a crowd of folks, and I don't think any of them were quite ready for it. Still 0-2. No balls, two strikes to count. Hounds 4, Riders 3. Hounds beneficiaries of a two-run error in the top of this, the sixth inning. And Caden Trinkle starts the inning with a sliding catch in center field and a beauty. And there have been, five, maybe six really good plays in this game. Here's a line drive foul. Ortiz got way out in front of that and ripped it foul. Still 0-2. Caber Rodriguez would be next for the Riders here in the sixth inning. And a little bit of breeze picking up. And two Texas State flags and two American flags that sit on top of the batter's eye. Here's a swing and a foul back. Ooh, that'll get into the seats with good velo. Now stays 0-2. And they are now moving in the wind, not the way they have been the first 3 days of our stay here. But still a little bit of breeze. Here's the pitch to Ortiz. High fly ball, left field toward the corner. Colby Thomas going to cross into foul ground. He's out of our line of sight. Did he get there? Nope. Nope, ball got out of play. Again, stands jet up here. There's a pretty good stretch down each line where we just have no way of seeing what's going on. Colby made a good effort, that much I know, but could not get there. So Abimelech Ortiz has seen 6 pitches. They have all been strikes. He's fouled off the last 4 of them. Cushing comes set. Ortiz, big left-handed hitter. And the pitch swung on, and that is tapped out toward shortstop Jack Winkler. Makes the play. Got to hurry a little bit, but he does. Ball took forever to get to him, so boy, Ortiz really battled 7 pitches, all of them strikes. He bounces out on the last of them, so Jack Cushing, with more than a little bit of help from his center fielder, Caden Trinkle, it's a 1-2-3 inning, and we have played 6. So to the top of the stretch inning we go, and after 6 complete, Dan Frisco, it's the Rockhounds 4 and the Rough Riders 3.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Make Rockhounds baseball part of your weekend. We start things off a day early with a ballpark tradition, Thirsty Thursday. Friday home games feature souvenir giveaways, and Saturday night baseball means fireworks. When the Hounds are home on a Saturday night, we'll have a fireworks show for you after the game. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhound Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Right-hander Stephen Jennings on the pitch as we go to the top half of the 7th. Nick Crouth with his, I would think, his best outing of the season. He'll give up 4 runs, but only 2 of them are earned. Those were all the way back in the first inning, and he really settled in. He did not give up an earned run the rest of his 6 innings on the mound. He departs on the short end of the score, which is kind of ironic. Here is Jason Rosario to lead it off, bottom third of the order against Jennings, who delivers high and away for a ball, 1-0. Crouth came in 3-1, but with a 7.5 ERA. It's a 3 ERA for this game, and departs on the losing end of things. Pitch high for ball 2, 2-0. Of course, he could still come up with a no decision. Plenty of baseball still to go, but he's the pitcher of record and on the hook for a defensive lapse that allowed the go-ahead runs to score. Pitch down the middle, called strike. The count goes 2-1 to Jason. He walked in the second, flew out to left field in the 5th. On base in 13 games in a row, has another little string he'd like to keep going. Cody Freeman, edge of the grass at third base, swinging a foul back. Rosario took a rip. It's 2-2, and Freeman, I would guess, now will back off. And the Riders in bright red jerseys, which are throwbacks all the way to their early days. Can't remember when they went to the new look. They acquired a more of a Teddy Roosevelt kind of look on one of their logos, which I think is very cool. And went to a maroon and kind of an off-white, almost cream color for their home uniforms. But in the old days, it was bright red and black and white, and that's what they're wearing today. Rosario waits, 2-2 count, pitch by Jennings, and that is sliced down the left field line, and it's a fair ball right on the chalk. That'll kick into shallow left. Rosario's going to come for two. This is going to be really close, except the throw is high. Oh, my goodness. That ball caught just the very out, just the furthest away portion of the short wall in front of the stands, kicked diagonally into left field. Zavala got there. Rosario was set on going to second base. I think a good throw might have had at least a chance. Don't know if it would have gotten him. So Rosario, who has already extended the on-base streak to 13, has now hit in seven straight games. Now here's Saeed. Cheating way in his Freeman, and we're going to get a conference of the mound. The battery in the infield will converge on the hill. So Rosario with the double. Again, Nick Crouth in his game goes six innings, gives up four hits, and again, the first two batters up got base hits. He gives up four runs, but only two of them are earned. He walked two. He struck out just one batter, ironically, struck out the last batter he faced and hit one batter as well. Conference over on the mound now is Stephen Jennings with a runner in scoring position and nobody out. Jennings has been very good out of the bullpen. 13 appearances all in relief, a 3.10 earned run average. Right-hander set infield into the corners, but Saeed not showing bunt and, in fact, takes a strike. It's 0-1. Jennings, one blown save. It's about the only negative on the card. He has 16 hits in 20 and a third coming in. 10 walks, 21 strikeouts, 2-1 ratio. Pitch to Saeed, just outside, one ball, one strike. Top of the seventh, Hounds 4, Frisco 3. Riders won the opener of the double dip yesterday 4-2. Rockhounds in a rain-shortened five-inning game, won 11-0. Got the early lead here, but some help from a miscue by the Rough Riders, helping them regain the lead in this game. As the pitch misses to Saeed. Two balls, one strike. 2-1. Jason Rosario, the base runner, has decent speed, has four steals. 2-1 count. Pitch to Saeed. Swung on, ground ball sharply hit at second base. Thought about trying to get the lead runner. I don't really think Franmer Chavez was thinking that seriously about it, but he gave it a look. Rosario will easily, that is, move to third base. So it's basically an unintentional sacrifice. Runner at third, one away. Caden Trenkel, the batter. Caden 0-2 in the game. He's bounced to shortstop and fouled out to left field. Infield in again, all the way around. Pitch to Caden, takes a strike on the outside half, 0-1. They welcomed him to the plate. My goodness, if I recognize the music, it's got to be something they dragged out of the basement. That's a Santana piece of music. The great Carlos Santana. And swinging the ground ball right side, got a chance. Base hit for Caden Trenkel. Boy, reached out and pulled that ball between first and second. RBI single for Caden. You know, he has very quietly been swinging the bat well of late. He's hitting just .231 for the season, but that's bumped up of late. And drives in his 10th. He had a home run yesterday and reached out. It looked like we won't get a second look because it was the Rockhounds who are doing the damage there. But a good piece of hitting for Caden Trenkel. Caden now in his last 12 games, he's hitting right about .345. Now he's on at first base. Doesn't run a lot. Cooper Bowman, the batter, takes down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. By the way, the Santana song was the prelude to Black Magic Woman. It's Singing Winds, Crying Beasts. That's what they were playing. Thank you very much. Good night. Tip your waiters and waitresses here in Frisco. Thank you. Pitch over the outside corner called strike. One ball and one strike. And even if it was a million years ago, Carlos Santana is still a great guitar player. One ball, one strike, one on and one man down with a run across. Hounds lead 5-3. Toss to first will chase Trinkle back to the bag. Caden, a couple of steals. Hounds pulled a double steal early in this game. Jack Winkler and Shane McGuire, who has actually been one of the double steal specialists for this team. My favorite is still the Daniel Susak Shane McGuire double steal. Here's the stretch by the right-hander. Delivery to the plate. Cooper sends a fly ball shallow center, but coming on is Strom, and he will grab it for the out. Aaron Cooper, though, 2-for-4 in this game. He's just been terrific last 20 ball games. Two men down in the inning. Here's Jack Winkler. Jack, 1-for-3, but the one was a big one, a double that really set the table in the first inning. Cooper led the game off with a scratch single, infield single. Jack then on a 1-0 pitch banged one up the left center field wall. Good runners at second and third. Cooper scored on Colby Thomas's ground out, and Jack stole third and scored on the sack fly by Daniel Susak. Runner bluffs, doesn't go. Oh, throw behind him at first is close. Trinkle gets back in. A good throw might have gotten him. That throw was high and wide by Cooper Johnson. One ball and no strikes to Jack Winkler. So the Hounds, after being the beneficiaries of the miscue in the sixth inning, get a double from Jason Rosario, RBI single from Caden Trinkle here in the seventh, 5-3. Pitch to the inside corner, called strike to Jack, and it's 1-1. 275 batting average for Jack Winkler. And that's reflected almost identically in his last 22 games on base in 20 of the 22. Very productive. Check swing here, fouled it back to the screen. Didn't mean to, turned into it a bit. Top of the seventh inning in Frisco. Rockhounds 5, Riders 3. And these two have been the top teams in the South basically since the get-go. San Antonio was right there early. Missions are third, 5.5 back. Pitch way up and in for a ball. Count goes 2 balls, 2 strikes. Jack Winkler with a home run in yesterday's nightcap. It would be all the Hounds would need. They got 10 more anyway. Pitch down and away for a ball. 3-2. So now Caden Trinkle will run with the pitch. One on, two out, top of the seventh. 5-3 Hounds. One on, two out, count full. Colby Thomas waiting on deck if Jack Winkler extends the top of the stretch inning here in Frisco. Runner goes. Pitch takes flight. Swing and a miss. He got him. Off-speed pitch and Jack out in front. Strikeout for Stephen Jennings. So he gives up a couple of base hits and one run, but comes back with a strikeout. And no further damage, but the Rockhounds extend the lead to 2 at the seventh inning stretch. Look at the standings board in Big League Baseball on our non-Googleable coming up as Jack Cushing goes back to the mound. Take me out to the ball game time here in Frisco. The Rockhounds expand the lead. It's now the Hounds 5 and the Rough Riders 3.
The game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink. Easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Bottom third of the order in the bottom half of the seventh inning for the Frisco Rough Riders. David Rodriguez, Premier Chavez, and Cooper Johnson to face Jack Cushing. They have this is a throwback weekend here in Frisco. It's called the 04 weekend. Again, that would have been 20 years ago. And they're doing some entertainment here. I don't know how the umpires are going to know how thrilled they're going to be with this. They've already done take me out to the ball game, and they have a group here called Bowling for Soup. had a hit, I think, in the early 2000s. And they are still performing, and the batter is coming to the batter's box, and they don't quite realize that the rules these days are pretty strict, but they're still bellowing here. The ball game's going to continue anyway. Here's Jack Cushing down to face Kader Rodriguez. Now the home plate umpire steps out, and there we go. Well, the entertainment is incomplete. So Bowling for Soup is here. I loved it because I did not recognize that name. I do not know their work, and I apologize for that. Ms. Kader Rodriguez takes up high from Jack Cushing. So that being said, it's the 04 weekend, and I was not thinking. Of course, that's 20 years ago, so 20th anniversary of their Texas League title, in fact, which they won in their second year of existence. So it's the 04 weekend, and that's cool. Pitch swung on, fouled away, 1-1, and they had that up on the board, kind of a split screen on their huge video board here. And it said 04 weekend on one side in stylish art, and on the other side of the board it said Bowling for Soup Night. Here's the 1-1 pitch just outside, 2-1. And when the fog cleared, and I recall that that is a musical group, that's good. And it's a much better mental image, really, than the other image you would get on Bowling for Soup Night. Pitch drops down low for a ball, 3-1. Used to bowl quite often and loved every minute of it. I don't ever recall Bowling for Soup, and if you did, it sounds messy. But instead, it's a vocal group. It's a group, so a musical group. That's all the better. 3-1 to Rodriguez. Leads it off bottom of the seventh inning. Pitch from Cushing. Oh, it's up high. Ball 4. So just that quickly. And again, very unusual. Jack Cushing just his 5th walk against 24 strikeouts. But that will bring the tying run to the plate. Frenier Chavez, who has bunted or tried to bunt his way on, handled by Roybers Salinas and Brennan Malone in the 3rd inning, struck out in the 4th. Cooper Johnson on deck. Tying run to the plate. Non-Googleable trivia from Bud Light. I needed a call up here real quick like. We'll do that. Take a look at the standings boards from Major League Baseball. Called strike knee-high outside edge. 0-1 to Frenier Chavez. Switch hitter batting from the left side here. Former MC star hitting 214. Draws a good number of walks. Rodriguez takes the lead, tying run at the plate, bottom of the 7th inning. Tossed to first by Cushing. Well, as we know, there are a couple of teams that are really struggling in Major League Baseball. The two worst records are the White Sox at 15-36, the Rockies at 16-33, and they are both way, way back, of course, in their respective division standings. Pitch by Cushing, swing and a miss. Springer way late getting around on that 0-2. Colorado, for example, 15.5 games out. White Sox, 18.5 games back. But they are better off than a few others. The question follows this pitch. We'll see what Chavez will do with this 0-2 count. They play him to pull through the hounds. Here's the stretch and pitch way up and in. It is Jack Winkler. It's interesting. This time it's Jack Winkler who is shading up the middle, the shortstop. And Saheed Valenzuela is playing where the shortstop normally would. They've been in that alignment, but with Winkler staying at short and Saheed moving up the middle from third base. But not this time. Swinging a foul back. 1-2. Maybe two pitches on this. In what division are 3 of the 5 teams at least 14.5 games out of first place, including one club 20 games out? In what division? 3 of the 5 teams at least 14.5 out. Pitch down the middle but low. Good stop by Shane McGuire. 2-2. 1 on, nobody down. Bottom of the 7th inning. Rocktown's 5, Riders 3. Frisco with a left-hander warming in the bullpen down the third baseline, tucked away in the left field corner between the stands and the main concourse. 2-2 count, stretched by Jack. Rodriguez takes the lead, pitch swung on, fly ball, foul territory, and well into the seats. Count 2-2. Well, while they retrieve that, if you are in the National League East and your name is not the Phillies or the Braves, have a nice off season. Well, you never know, of course, wild cards, et cetera. The Phillies, of course, are off to the best start of anybody in baseball this season, one of the historically good starts. The Braves, who are good, are six games back. 2-2 pitch, second time, Cushing, pitch takes flight, swung on, fly ball, right center field, well struck, it's going to do some damage, diving attempt by Trinkle, and he can't make the play. That's going to score one run. Throw to the plate, got a chance, did they get him? He is out! Head first dive at the plate by Rodriguez, Shane McGuire, caught the relay throw, and got him on the leg as he made the head first dive. The crowd going crazy. There is no argument from the Rough Riders. That is a double for Chavez, but Rodriguez is out at the plate. Caden Trinkle made a diving attempt in deep right center field. And I'm going to check on who made the throw. I was watching the runner a little bit as well, so I didn't get as good a look at the relay throw as I might have. That ball was really hard hit. So he will come to third base, Will Rodriguez, on the drive to deep right center. And now a visit to the mound from Shane McGuire. Caden Trinkle made a diving attempt to get there. And boy, I think he landed on the track. That could not have felt good. I believe it was Rosario who then retrieved the ball. But that's all the way at the wall. And you're watching about three things going on right there. So I'm going to let them get that on the electronic box, and we'll double-check. But the relay throw handled by McGuire, it was a little bit up the third base line, but a brilliant catch and tag to get the out. It's still 5-3. Here's Cooper Johnson, runner in scoring position. Fly ball into left center field. Trinkle on the move, makes the catch at the track. Oh, my goodness, not moving up. Well, it would have been. It's two men out, I guess, so not a big deal. Chavez stays at second. Boy, that was a well-hit ball to the track, almost to the wall in left center, so two men down. It is Rosario to Winkler. Daniel Susak is the catcher. Hang on a second here. What do we got going? Now, if that's a mistake, I'll make sure they correct that. That is Shane McGuire catching the electronic box, has it, Susak. So 9-6-2. Pitch in the dirt, bounds away. Shane can't find it. Chavez will move to third base on the wild pitch. Batter is Kellen Strong. Count is 1-0. So 9-6-2 at the plate. With some hard-hit baseballs off Jack Cushing in his inning in two-thirds. Cody Freeman hit a line drive to center that Trinkle made the terrific catch on. Ball hit in the gap to right center field for the double by Chavez, and then Cooper Johnson to the track and deep left center. Strom the batter, still the tying run at the plate. Pitch woo, way up and in. Boy, the helmet goes flying off, and of course the crowd won't like that. Count is two balls and no strikes, and Strom had to hit the deck. So a 2-0 count. Well, Jack not out of this inning by any stretch. Runner at third, two men down, and boy, one run narrowly averted. Riders, I don't know, you can look at it a couple of different ways. Pitch from Cushing got the outside corner, 2-1. I don't know that, I shouldn't say I don't know that you don't send Rodriguez try to score on that double to deep right center. It would have been second and third, nobody out. Pitch is just up and in, ball three balls and one strike, but the folks who are managing this game, and by the way, Carlos Cardoza is the manager of the Rough Riders, one of the really good guys and one of the most well-liked guys, I think, in the league. You know, rolled the dice, but it, in this case, did not work out. Pitch, boy, just outside, ball four. Jack having a struggle of it in this game. That's first and third, and again, only a very good defensive play for the Hounds, and then the decision, of course, in retrospect, that costs the Riders a run for sure, because Cooper Johnson drove a ball to the base of the wall in deep left center field. Would have been second and third, nobody out, certainly would have scored a run. Instead, it is first and third, two men down, still 5-3 Hounds. The batter is Liam Hicks. He has walked twice, sandwiched around a line drive to right field, handled by Rosario. Takes outside ball one, one ball, no strikes. And for Jack Cushing, he has walked two batters in this inning. He had walked four batters this season coming in against 24 strikeouts. First and third, two men down. Cushing's pitch in the dirt, blocked by McGuire. Count is 0-2. I said 0-2, didn't I? Jack, I'm working for you. Two balls, no strikes. 2-0 the count. The box score they have, Daniel Susak is catching. We'll double-check that and get that confirmed and corrected. 2-0 count, pitch from Cushing, bounce foul, count goes 2-1. It is Shane McGuire behind the plate, and yes, I had to look, of course. I figure the box is probably going to be right and I'm wrong, but in this case, Glorioski 0. The Rockhounds radio card is correct. That's Shane behind the plate, made a really good catch and tag to deny a run here in the seventh. 2-on, 2-out, 2-1 count to Hicks, dangerous left-handed hitter. Pitch by Cushing. Down, low ball, 3. Way out of character for the Rockhounds right-hander. Cushing had walked 4 batters in 23 and a third. He's walked 2 in this inning, 3-1 to Hicks, and Zavala on deck, and he's homered in this game. Pitch to Hicks. Outside ball, 4. They are loaded up. So there has been a double in the inning, and he's walked the bases now. Hadn't walked the bases loaded. Actually, yeah, he has. Kevin Rodriguez walked then the double by Chavez. And now back-to-back walks here, and pitching coach Paul Abbott will come out for a visit. Aaron Zavala will be the batter. He is 1-for-3 with a home run, and he's also lined out to center field. Struck out his first time, homered his second. It got out of here by a punch. That was against Roiber Salinas. So, again, good bunch on hand despite the late start and the rainy conditions. And, boy, it's been rainy off and on our entire stay here in Frisco. Hounds will get a right-hander warming. Seth Elledge, I believe, will be the right-hander. And, yeah, it is. So Seth begins to warm. Paul Abbott back to the dugout. So Aaron Zavala, the batter, 240 batting average on the season, 3 home runs, including solo shot to lead off the fourth inning. And boy, he's a left-handed hitter, as Zavala. He turned on it and absolutely scorched it out of here. It was a no-doubter. Bases are loaded, last of the seventh. Cushing comes set, delivery. Swung on loop. That's a foul ball just wide of the bag. That's a scary swing. Good pitch by Cushing. It got in and jammed Zavala, but he fought it off and looped it. Ball landed a little further foul than it looked like from up here, about 4 stories high, and something like that, a little tough to tell on depth perception, but it was a foul ball, but boy, it flirted with doing damage. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Just outside for a ball. 1 ball and 1 strike. Cody Freeman on deck has had a terrific series. So the Riders 2 down in the inning. But the bases are loaded. Hounds by 2. Riders with the bases juiced. 1-1 count to Zavala. Pitch from Cushing. Down the middle, strike at the knees. Crowd will disagree. Zavala didn't care for it. He'll say a little something maybe. He asks for time and steps out anyway. Pitch just got there knee high. Aaron Zavala. Left fielder's made a brilliant catch in this game early on. That saved a run. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Cushing comes set. Runners there leads. 2 men down. Pitch from Cushing. High for a ball. 2-2. Outfield pretty well straight away for Zavala. Infield has Jack Winkler shading toward the middle. So he, Valenzuela, not playing overly deep at third base, but in pretty well straight away. Right side of the infield plays him to pull. Pitch to Zavala, swung on and fouled away, sliced foul, left side, two balls, two strikes. The Hounds and the Riders, it's been a back and forth game. And the Riders trying to make it go back and forth one more time. Bases are full, a 2-2 count, two down in the seventh as Cushing delivers, and that's fouled away again. Zavala behind that fastball at 91 from Cushing. We got a piece of it. Zavala slightly open stance, left-hand box, bases remember are loaded. Two men down, pitch from Cushing, swing and a foul away. Boy, that was just a dart over to Oldie's own dugout on the third base side, still 2-2. Foul 3-2 strike, pitches away, has Zavala. Cushing leans in, has the sign. Hands come set, about letter high, now settle toward the belt. Stretching pitch from Jack, swung on, bouncing ball, back up the middle, going to be handled by Winkler, throws to first for the out. Jack Winkler, shortstop, range to his left, made that play. Boy, Jack Cushing gets out of this inning, and man, if he didn't take a big deep breath right there, I'd be absolutely amazed. No runs, one hit, three walks, and out at the plate, and the Rockhounds hang on to a two-run lead. That got dicey. We go to the eighth. Riders go back to the pen. Rockhounds lead it 5-3.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
Left-hander Seth Clark will come on to pitch as we go to the eighth inning. One inning for Steven Jennings, two base hits, one run it was earned, no walks and a strikeout. Difference in this game, and it is, again, just one of those little ironies, see them all the time in baseball, defense more often than not has been not only good, but I mean exceptional in this game. From just really good plays, such as Jack Winkler just made a moment ago to get out of a bases loaded inning. Caden Schrenkel's made a couple of diving catches, just tremendous catches in center field as Caden. And the Rough Riders have saved, I would guess, three runs in this game on three different catches. And yet, an error by center fielder Kellen Strom, make sure we've got the right guy in center field. Kellen, a two-run error. It is the difference in this game as Colby Thomas leads it off in the eighth against the left-hander Seth Clark. Colby takes way up and in for ball 1-1 and 0. And a two-run error with two on, two out in the sixth. Strom, a dropped ball in right center field, allowed two runs to score. Pitch up high for a ball. Count goes 2-0 to Colby. Well, he's 0-3. He's driven in a run with a ground out. Was robbed of a leadoff double down the left field line by Cody Freeman, the third baseman in the fourth. Popped out his last time. Swings and sends this one high and foul out of play off to the right. Popped up with a runner at third base and one man down in the sixth inning. Shane McGuire then drew the walk, and then on the next batter, Daniel Susak, that was the error in center by Strom that allowed two to score. Swinging a foul back, and it's 2-2. Rockhounds, five runs, six hits, no errors, 5-6-0. Frisco, three runs on five base hits and one error, and it was a big one. Six men left for the Riders, three of them in the seventh inning. Thomas waits, pitched by Clark, swung on, fly ball into shallow center. Anybody coming on? Bermuda Triangle. Did that ball drop? Up, catch was who got that ball? Shortstop, I think. Wow, three guys converged. Folks can't see who came up with the baseball. Boy, a little pop fly, and that had Bermuda Triangle written all over it. Zavala in from left, Strom from center, Rodriguez the shortstop out. See who came up with that for the out. One man down, Colby Thomas pops out. And a very nice play. Called strike to Shane McGuire. Shane is 0 for 1. He was robbed of a base hit right after Colby sent one down the third baseline. Shane sent one down the right field side. Swings and sends a high fly ball left field. This is toward the line, foul territory, drifting toward and finding the seats. 0-2. It was Rodriguez when he got that right. He just took a time to make sure on it. It was Rodriguez who made the sliding catch on that Bermuda Triangle looking pop-up off the bat of Colby Thomas a moment ago. Rodriguez, the shortstop, good play, one down. And now 0-2 to McGuire. And Shane ripped the ball to the right side. And Abimelech Ortiz made the catch on a liner down the line. Back-to-back in the fourth inning. Pitch high for a ball, count 1-2. Both of those certainly would have been extra bases. And they were followed by a single by Daniel Susak, but instead of doubles, they were both outs on the really good glove work. Pitch high and away for a ball, 2-2. So Hounds 5, Riders 3, fourth game of this six-game series. Hounds lead 2-1 and lead the division by a slender game and a half over the Rough Riders. 2-2 stretch and pitch, swung on and missed. Good breaking ball, lefty-lefty matchup there, and Clark wins that battle. Two men down in the eighth inning, and Daniel Susak, the batter. Daniel 0-1 in the game, sacrifice fly, and again, that was a play on which Zavala made a tremendous catch against or near the wall in deep left center. Sack fly, but it was a would-be double. Daniel swings and misses, comes up empty 0-1. Singled sharply to left field in the fourth inning and reached on that very costly two-base, two-run error in the sixth. Swings and slices, one foul. It's out of play. It's 0-2. Well, you can feel a little bit of breeze. It's odd. The trees are moving just a little bit. They are lush green trees all around this ballpark. But the flags on the batter's eye are absolutely still. Swinging a line drive opposite way. Base hit to right for Susak. Well, again, that's a really good swing of the bat. He's had, well, three very key swings. Daniel Susak, by the way, has seen nothing but strikes tonight, for what that's worth. His sacrifice fly would be double. Really good swing of the bat. Came on an 0-2 pitch in the first. He singled on an 0-1 in the fourth. The fly ball that was dropped, but again, put it in play, was on 0-2 in the sixth. And this single on an 0-2 here in the eighth. Pitch down and in for a ball. 1-0 to Brendan Malone. Brendan 0-3, which hasn't happened often of late. A one on and two out. Base hit for Daniel Susak. Brendan takes up high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Mentioned Susak had already extended with his earlier single, a hit streak to 9, and he's hit now in 16 of 19 games. And a swing and a slice out of play. One make it two balls, one strike. 2-1 to Malone. Catch my card up. Most of Daniel Susak's base hits have been singles. But again, after a very slow start, in the last 19 ball games, he's been very solid. Called strike to Malone. Good fastball inside part of the plate. 2-2. Hounds 5, Riders 3. Top of the eighth inning. Malone ready. Two balls, two strikes. Clark with a pitch. Swung on. Chopper. Third base. Freeman. He doesn't make many mistakes. Throws to first for the out. Had to charge that ball, but made the play nicely. So Brendan Malone an 0-4. And that's only happened, about three times over the last 2.5 weeks for him. No runs on a base hit, no errors, and a man is left on base. So Jack Cushing going back to the mound. Boy, he will look for a little different kind of inning this time around. We have played 7.5 into the bottom of the eighth, Rockhounds 5 and the Riders 3.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways?
Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Cody Freeman leads it off, bottom half of the eighth inning. Crowd here, it just went crazy during between innings. Dallas Mavericks just beat the Minnesota Timberwolves on a last-second shot. I think a 2-0 lead right in that series. We go to the eighth inning, and Cody Freeman takes a called strike. Boy, what a year it's been for folks in the Dallas area, right? Got the Rangers. Yeah, that was pretty noticeable. Stars are in the Final Four in the NHL. What a game that was last night. My goodness. And, of course, the Mavs now 2-0 up on the Timberwolves in the NBA. Pretty good stuff going on in these parts. 0-1 pitch is lined into right field. A base hit. Over to cut it off is Rosario. Now, Cody Freeman's just had a really good series. He's 2-for-4. Got robbed by Trankel earlier in this game. Might easily be 3-for-4. 2-for-4 in the game for Cody Freeman. He's 6-for-11 in the series. And tying run at the plate. Boy, it's right back into the fire for Jack Cushing. Batter is Josh Hatcher, 0-for-3. He's bounced out three times. Third baseman Saheed Valenzuela, even with a bag at third. And imagine Hatcher is doing anything but swinging away here, but Saheed playing in. Pitch to Hatcher, down low for a ball, 1-0. So for Jack Cushing, got a 1-2-3 inning in the sixth, a little help from Caden Trankel in center field and a terrific catch. Got out of the seventh, but boy, that was a magic act. Pitch swung on and missed. Good changeup. Count goes 1-1. Outfield straightaway and deep for Hatcher. 5-3, bottom of the eighth inning, but the leadoff batter on for Frisco. One count, Hatcher waits. Pitch from Cushing, bouncing ball toward first. They'll have to make the play at first. Brendan Malone will get to the bag for the out. So, again, basically, for all intents and purposes, a sacrifice. Down to second goes Freeman. The batter is Abimelech Ortiz. Ortiz 0-for-3, but he lined out on a good play by Colby Thomas in the fourth inning. And the ironic part of this game is that a two-run error, the difference in a night in which, other than that, defense has been absolutely front and center. Jack leans in, has a sign. Runner in scoring position. Abimelech, they shade him up the middle. Ortiz, there's a ball hit in the air. Center field. Trankel is there. He'll make the catch. Runner will come to third base. There'll be no relay throw. So Freeman hustles at third, but the Hounds will take that trade off all day. That ball looked like it would get deeper off the bat of Ortiz. I am guessing that ball might have jammed him a little bit. It had a little bit of an inside-out swing look to it as it was slicing a little bit as Trankel made the catch in pretty deep center field. Well-hit ball. Two down, runner at third. And the batter is Kaber Rodriguez. RBI single. Strikeout and a walk in this game. And again, he was thrown out trying to score from first in the seventh inning. And, boy, that decision, something got off the berm here, so we have just a moment. Colby Thomas back to position. Boy, he is playing deep. Colby Thomas is playing. He'll move in one step now. He's playing on the edge of the track in left field. There's a little angle out there in the wall. He's swinging a foul away. And, hey, decisions are made by guys who know more about baseball. The old line is really kind of true. They've forgotten more about baseball since Monday than I'll ever know in my life. But decision to send Rodriguez did indeed, you really have to say, it backfired. Doesn't mean it was a bad decision made at the moment, of course. Freeman dances off the bag. Cushing misses down and away, 1-1 to Rodriguez. Kaber had walked. Chavez doubled in the gap to right center field. And Rodriguez was sent home, but Hounds got him on a 9-6-2 putout at home plate. Pitch swung on, ground ball, first base. That'll be handled on two hops by Brendan Malone. Gets to the bag, and boy, this time the leadoff single goes by the boards. And Jack comes back and gets three consecutive batters after the leadoff single. No runs on a base hit. No errors and a man left on. Well, the Rockhounds lead this ballgame. They lead the series 2-1. We won't go anywhere near the stats just yet, but a couple of things that are pretty notable if the Hounds can hang on to this lead. See, that's why you knock on wood, and we'll hold on to that thought. After 8, Hounds 5, Riders 3.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens, it's Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service. We offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Jason Rosario leads this ball game off, the ninth inning that is, and he takes just outside from left-hander Seth Clark for a ball. Third straight time that Jason has led off an inning. Blew out to left in the 50. Double and scored in the seventh. Cheating in at third is Freeman. A swing and a foul back. It's 1-1. Jason Rosario, Saheed Valenzuela, and Caden Trinkle in the Rockhounds ninth. Not throwing yet, but looked like Grant Holman was at least up and might be the guy who gets the call in the ninth. Boy, it has been dicey a couple of times. Just swing and a miss. 1-2 to Rosario. Hounds won the opener on Tuesday morning-afternoon, Kids Day, and that, of course, was delayed by rain. Rain has been a factor all throughout the state. Here's a little looper. Left side, what a good piece of hitting by Rosario. They won't get us a replay, I'm sure, because it's the Hounds getting the job done here. But that pitch on a 1-2 count, down and away, Jason may be fooled by it a little bit, but also thinking it was too close to take, and just absolutely volleyed that in the left field. A really good AB by Jason Rosario. He's 2-for-3 in this game. Walk, a double, a run, and a single. Again, Rosario, a couple of nice little stretches going. He's had a 7-game hit streak and a 14-game on-base streak. First pitch to Saheed, fouled away, 0-1 to the Hounds' third baseman. 0-for-3, bounced into a double play in the second, bounced out first base to pitcher in the fifth, and grounded to second in the seventh inning. Left-hander on the mound, so Saheed swings to the right side and bounces one foul wide of the bag at first. Quick 0-2 count. Caden Trinkle waiting on deck. Ninth inning, Hounds 5, Riders 3. game 10 of 12 on the road. 7:05 tomorrow, by the way, meant to mention that earlier, and then 6:05 Sunday. The weather looks a little more cooperative the next 2 days. Swing to ground ball to second. That's going to be two. Flip to shortstop for one. Rodriguez back to first. What a tough day for Saeed. He's bounced into two double plays. He's 0 for 4. So it is quickly two down in the ninth inning. That will be Caden Trinkle. Nicely handled up the middle that time by Chavez Rodriguez and Ander Ortiz for the double play. Caden Trinkle's had a really good ball game. He's 1 for 3 with an RBI. That made it a two-run ball game. And he's made one tremendous catch and a couple other really good ones in this game. Swings and misses to Pempe. Denzel Clark with the evening off, and Caden playing center, and he's played very well. And again, he's on a fairly nice stretch of late. He's continued in this game. Takes high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Not a streak necessarily, but last 12 games hitting right about 340. One ball, one strike. Left-hander Seth Clark with the stretch and pitch at the outside corner with a fastball, 1-2. Cooper Bowman would be next in the ninth inning. I don't know that anybody is throwing in the bullpen. Delivery swung on and missed. Caden is out on strike, so we shall see. Are the Hounds going to the bullpen, or is it Jack Cushing? We shall see. Now remember, Hounds going to the bullpen. You know, I said this before, relief pitchers are sneaky. Grant warmed up, and then he was already heading down the long steps. It takes a while to get here from the bullpen, but it'll be Grant Holman who will come on in the ninth inning. So, we have played 8.5. The Rockhounds with a two-run advantage. We go to the bottom of the ninth in Frisco. Hounds 5, Frisco 3.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB. For the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB, here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Has to go to the bullpen, but it's Seth Elledge who will come on to pitch. Seth had warmed up earlier. He wasn't warming up, but obviously he was already pretty well set to go because he had been up earlier, so it's Seth Elledge who will come on. Jack Cushing will go 3 innings. You know, his line looks, it's a little unusual because of the 3 bases on balls, but it looks fairly quiet. He goes 3 innings, gives up 2 base hits, he walks 3 batters, did not strike out a batter, and that is way out of character. Again, he had a 6-to-1 ratio coming in, 24 strikeouts, 4 walks. He walks 3 batters here in 3 innings. But, boy, that was anything but a placid 3 innings, most notably in the 7th. And that was, boy, that was just flat out an escape. So the 9th inning, and Seth Elledge on to pitch. He will face Franmier Chavez to lead it off. Cooper Johnson would be next, and then back up top for Kellen Strom, who was already homered in this game. So here's Seth Elledge on to pitch, veteran right-hander. Step to the minor league level, delivers and finds the outside corner. Solid fastball at 93 to Chavez. Switch hitter is 1 for 3 with a double. And again, that was the centerpiece of that 7th inning. Javier Rodriguez trying to score on that play, was thrown out at the plate. Here's a swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Chavez batting from the left side against Elledge. Now the Hounds are going to go into that roving third baseman shift. Winkler stays at short. Saheed Valenzuela, the third baseman, now shading just to the left of the bag up the middle. Hounds basically have shortstop one, shortstop two, and no third baseman. Stretch by Elledge, 0-2 count. Seth with a kick and pitch way high and away. Count 1 and 2. Makes his fifth appearance, 0-1, with an ERA of 6. Six innings, six base hits, five runs, four earned. No walks, couple of strikeouts. Stretch and pitch, and a swing and a miss, and he got him foul tip. Good job by Shane McGuire to hang on. So it's one down in the inning. And the batter will be Cooper Johnson. He is the catcher. Nobody on, one man down. Elledge comes set. Bottom of the ninth inning, Hounds lead 5-3. Pitch, outside corner, got there. Just a dart. Boy, 92 right into the glove, knee-high outside edge. Right side of the infield has him played the pull. Brennan Malone way off the bag. Oh, not quite halfway to second base, but he's better than a third of the way there. Right-handed hitter is Johnson. Swings ground ball back up middle. Winkler to his left, and he dropped it. Well, Jack will talk to himself for the rest of the day on that. E6. And that is huge. It brings the tying run to the plate in the form of Kellen Strom, who has already homered in this game. And he got Hicks and Zavala to follow, and they are dangerous. So, it is one on, one man down. Defense has not been as sharp the last two or three weeks as it was up to that point in the season. And now Seth Elledge trying to escape an error. Error already big for Frisco in this game. Huge, in fact. Pitch right down the middle. Called strike to Kellen Strom. It's 0-1. Strom 1-for-3. Homered in the bottom of the first inning. Flew out to center in the third. Struck out in the fifth and walked in the seventh. The last of those against Jack Cushing. Roiber Salinas started the game for the Hounds. Elledge with a pitch. Outside for a ball. Count is 1-1. Strom's home run, his third, RBI is 14th. So he Valenzuela shading the line at third. Cooper Bowman playing toward the bag at second. Right side of the infield, almost wide open. Stretch and pitch. Strike of the knees outside corner, 1-2. Perfect pitch there by Elledge. Again, 93, little run on it and got the outside corner. Strom, a right-handed hitter. One on, one out, tying run at the plate, bottom of the ninth. Elledge comes set, 1-2 count. Right-hander with the pitch, and it's just high. Woo! Two balls, two strikes. And then you hear the silence in the crowd when that pitch found the glove of Shane McGuire. I think everybody in the building took a breath, myself included, but it's 2-2 to Strom. Boy, that is a borderline pitch. Right-hander with a stretch, delivery up and in, ball three. So the plot really thickening here in the ninth. This game is just kind of been a game that's been, well, it was back and forth for the first five, and it's just been a game kind of hanging on the ledge in the last four innings. 3-2, does the runner go? Long set, runner not going, pitch, swung on, ground ball up the middle. Jack Winkler to second for one to first, and it is not in time, actually, maybe off the bag, safe at first. Throw a little wide by Cooper, good, hard slide by Cooper Johnson. Brendan Malone making the play. Boy, Gregorio thought they got him, by the way. He came out and immediately argued that. So, again, and he is really close to that. That's first base dugout. So Gregorio got out there in a hurry to argue it. First base umpire Kyle Stutz says no. So it's a 6-4 put out at second, but Strom reaches on the fielder's choice, and that brings up Liam Hicks as the tying run with two out in the last of the ninth. Hicks is 0-for-1. He's lined out to right field and walked three times. He does that a lot anyway. Pitch by Elledge, down and in for a ball. Liam Hicks now has 24 walks against 18 strikeouts in 37 games. 160 or so plate appearances, so he is a guy who makes contact. Infield has him, played to pull. Tying run at the plate. Runner goes, he'll take second. Called strike, 1-1. That's defensive indifference. No stolen base, but Strom at second. 1-1 to Hicks. Aaron Zavala, who has homered in this game, is on deck. Liam Hicks, left-handed hitter. Stretch by Elledge. Pitch takes flight right down the middle. Called strike, 1-2. Last of the ninth. One on, one out, two-run game. Hicks asks for time, steps out. Pitch clock resets. Elledge looks in. 1-2, two out, last of the ninth. Hounds 5, Riders 3. Now Elledge wants to reset. Hicks wheels the bat around a couple of times. Elledge sets. 1-2 count. Longer set, looks at second, comes to the plate. Just down and in, and Elledge thought he had him. You can tell, again, sometimes a pitcher will kind of look in and linger a little bit. That body English tells you he threw it right where he wanted to, didn't get the call. It's 2-2. Valenzuela playing up the middle. Winkler at shortstop. Left side of that between short and the line is vacant. 2-2 count. Hicks waits. Pitch by Elledge, and that's fouled away off to the left out of play. Count still 2-2. Tying run at the plate last of the ninth inning. Hounds and Riders going at it in this one. Long look in for the sign. Elledge comes set. Liam Hicks waits. 2-2 count. Elledge, leg kick. Pick takes flight. Swung on. High fly ball. Right field. Right center. Drifting over. And make the catch is Jason Rosario, and the ball game is over. Fly ball to right. Crowd held its breath for a moment, but the ball was short of the track and deep right center field. Seth Elledge comes in, overcomes an error in the inning. And the Rockhounds have won this game. And let me give you a couple of numbers, since one of us in this booth, and I think it's me, is superstitious. The Rockhounds, with two games to go, have clinched a winning road trip. And again, that's against the North Division leaders and the basically South Division co-leading Frisco Rough Riders. The Hounds on this road trip are now 7-3 with two games to go. They have clinched no worse than a split of this series, and they will depart on Sunday in first place in the South Division, no matter what happens the rest of the way. With two games to go, that is a pretty nice accomplishment on a road trip that, when you look at it, daunting might be the word. Pivotal is a better word for it, because the Hounds are pretty good ball club themselves. But against very good competition, Hounds are now 7-3 on the road. They have exchanged the high fives, the last of them into the right hand of, you got it, Gregorio Petit. Gentlemen, job well done. The hosts got a little bit, they were hospitable. A two-run error is the difference on a night in which defense was front and center for the most part, and the Rockhounds win this ball game. It's fireworks night here in Frisco, so the fans will still get a treat. But the Rockhounds get the more important of it. They get the W tonight. Rockhounds are now, on this season, 28-15. They win it 5-3. Tip of the cap, gents. Or as Gregorio calls them, the puppies. Nice job, puppies. We'll give you the line score in a moment. Rockhounds win it 5-3.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
Well, this ball game was basically back and forth all the way. Each team scoring in the first inning, and the Hounds will, when all is said and done, they will win this ball game. In that sixth inning, two runs across on an error on a night in which defense was really outstanding. The Rockhounds, of course, added to the drama with a ninth inning error. But other than that, and clearly those are two miscues, but boy, the defense in this game was not only clean the rest of the way, it was outstanding. Hounds five runs on eight base hits and one error, 5-8 and one for the Rockhounds. For Frisco, it's three runs on six hits and one error, and that Frisco error was absolutely critical in this ball game. Rockhounds left four men on base, bounced into two double plays, and had one base runner picked off. The Riders leave eight men on base. They grounded into a double play and had a runner thrown out at home plate, and that was huge in the seventh inning. That decision to send the runner trying to score on a double to right center field, especially given what then transpired, that was a huge decision. So a runner thrown out trying to score on that double, also a squandered base runner, if you will. The winning pitcher in this game is Roiber Salinas. He is now 3-1. The loss goes to Nick Krauth, ironically probably his best game of the season. He gave up four of the five runs, but only two were earned. He will fall to 3-2 on the year, does Nick Krauth. The save goes to Seth Elledge, and that is his first of the season. Let's see if I can check one thing for you real quick, like here on time of the game and attendance. I do believe everything is finalized. Yeah, there we go. 48-minute delay to get the game going. 2 hours, 35 minutes of actual baseball daylight time. And a good bunch tonight in Frisco. They draw well here, 6,531. And, of course, this is a huge, absolutely huge market. It's always been a big one, and, man, it has grown a bunch since we first started coming here. So 5-3, the final. Rockhounds improved now to 28-15. The Riders fall to 25-17. Rockhounds lead the division by 2.5 games, with two games remaining in this series. Well, we'll come back, give you a quick second look, and we'll head for Saturday evening baseball as the fans here get set to enjoy some fireworks. We'll wrap this game up on the other side of this timeout. Final score tonight in Frisco, the Rockhounds 5 and the Riders 3.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you'll experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Rockhounds win it by the final score of 5-3. And again, the ironic part of this one, in the seventh inning, Hounds scored the sixth inning on a two-run error on a night in which defense was absolutely front and center, but that was certainly pivotal in this ballgame. Hounds took a 2-0 lead in the first inning. Cooper Bowman with a single, Jack Winkler with a double, and then an RBI bounce out by Colby Thomas. Colby did lose a hit streak tonight, but drove in a run, got robbed of extra bases along the way, and Daniel Susak with a sacrifice fly that drove home a run for the Hounds in that first inning. Riders came right back, got a solo home run from Kellen Strom. Made it a 2-1 game. Tied the game on Aaron Zavala's solo home run leading off the fourth. Took the lead on an RBI single by Keber Rodriguez in the fourth inning. A 3-2 lead at that point for the Riders. But the Rockhounds come back and they will score the tying and go-ahead runs. After a Cooper Bowman double and a two-out walk by Shane McGuire, Daniel Susak's fly ball to right center, misplayed by Kellen Strom, two-run score, made it a 4-3 game. Hounds added the insurance run. Caden Trinkle driving home Jason Rosario in the seventh inning, made it 5-3. Riders got a leadoff walk from Caber Rodriguez in the seventh inning, a double by Framier Chavez to right center. Riders get a little greedy, maybe, send Rodriguez trying to score, but Jason Rosario to Jack Winkler to catcher Shane McGuire out at the plate. So instead of second and third, it's a runner at second base with one out. Fly ball to center would have scored a run, but instead Cooper Johnson just a fly out, and then back-to-back walks loaded the bases. So Riders, well, again, decisions are decisions. They are made on the fly, and obviously these guys know what they're doing, but that one might have backfired a little bit, as the Hounds will maintain and go on to the 5-3 victory. Gave it the other numbers, and the Hounds will take a 2.5-game lead into tomorrow. Blake Beers will go against Dane Acker for the Frisco Rough Riders in game number 5 of the 6-game series. We'll join you at 6:55 if Mother Nature allows, and it looks like she will. So until then, we say thanks so much for coming on board tonight for all of us of the Rock Hounds at Riders Field. Hounds 5, Riders 3. My goodness, what a road trip it has been. We'll continue it and see you tomorrow. Until then, Bob Hard saying good night, Red. Good night, Leo. Good night, Mr. Skelly. And good night, my friends from the Metroplex.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rock Hounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockHounds.org is your place for all things Rock Hounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rock Hounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rock Hounds Baseball.